It's the Drew and Mike Show. A little more back together in the studio now, because for the first time in how long since you've been here, Tree?
March.
Is it really that long?
In March, I think.
Wow.
We all broke up.
Technically, you were here on Friday.
Yes. And I did pop by.
Today is the first day of September?
Oh, God.
Is that right? Or say the 31st?
No.
Today is the 31st right now.
Okay, so yeah, people are hearing this mostly on the 1st of September. Wow.
Yeah.
Brandon is still stranded at home.
That's correct.
And in fact, he can't even see us.
Oh. No.
He's really bummed. I understand.
It seems like he's grounded.
Would you do...
It feels that way. And yeah, you're right. I'd like to see your guys' mouths before I try to fire a drop, you know?
Oh, boy. Oh, well.
Since when?
Yeah, I didn't know there were such steep standards on drop firing. I'm glad to hear it. Well, Facebook Live today is brought to you by Emergency Response Services Incorporated, because water is everywhere. There's no escaping it. It will always win. So you have to fight back with people like the pros at Emergency Response Services Incorporated. Call 877-JOB-DONE or visit 877-JOB-DONE.com, and they'll take care of that. The water, the mold, storm damage, the fire damage, and if you're worried about COVID, you can also get de-COVIDed in your work vehicles or your workplace or what have you. And also Dr. Yaldo's back.
Yeah. And
he is making people 20/20 or better without glasses, without contacts, with all those expensive accoutrements, and doing the multifocal lens exchanges too, so you can see all the fine print and see far. And he's giving you $1,500 off if you mention this show. So call 1-800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com and tell him we sent you. And get it on with that LASIK or multifocal. I mean, he'll look at you, and some people, Charlie went in there, he couldn't get it done. Just not the right time, although it may be eventually. But call 1-800-398-EYES and get a free consultation with Dr. Yaldo. Remember, $1,500 off.
Cool.
So today, let's see. You know, I watched the MTV Awards, the VMAs.
You did? Why?
I did. Because I always do. And I thought they did a pretty good job, actually, of putting it all together, in spite of the yelling host. Mm. I didn't need the host yelling so that I would think there were people.
Oh,
she was drowning out with her yelling.
Yeah. Did they have the fake crowd that they had at the Tiger game when...
Sounds like a great one.
...hit his 2,000th hit?
Yeah. Yeah, that was really funny. Yeah, it's funny how, you know, they really do have the noise at sporting events fairly down, where, like, you'll see a hit drives in a run, you'll hear the crowd, like, a little more noise.
A little more.
It's fake.
But Lady Gaga took all the big awards home, I believe, and also gave some interesting speeches, per usual. Let's see. You know, why is she always talking about overcoming all this shit?
Right. Here was my favorite speech, part of her speech last night.
There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you. There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you.
She goes on for another 4 or 5 minutes saying the same thing. But
it's weird because there was nobody in the room.
She was also talking about, you know, I failed over and over. And she won the Tricon Award.
What's that?
I have no idea why they call it the Tricon Award. I think, it's for acting, music, and also for being a really good human being, for being a social justice warrior.
Well, everybody's got to have an overcome, you know, adversity story. So
no, that's
everybody
true.
Everybody needs a Rocky story.
The Olympics taught us that.
Yeah.
They also had the Video for the Greater Good Award.
Oh.
Well, that sounds dumb.
What?
It's like, what? And her one for... that lovely song, I Can't Breathe.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
I mean, okay. And it was presented by Pepsi, too. I thought it was a little...
Oh, cool.
That's really
nice.
Sponsored?
Should you have a sponsor for the Greater Good song?
They're helping people breathe.
Is that cheating?
And also they gave $100,000 to the NAACP, and I thought, again, it happened again. I'm like, how about those two kids with no Wi-Fi who were at Taco Bell instead of throwing money at the NAACP?
But have you gone back through those kids' Twitter? I mean, who knows what they've tweeted?
Oh, no, I haven't. And they, by the way, the mother was accused of...
Are you serious? I was totally
Child
joking.
Protective Services did okay, check into it, I guess, and they're with their mom. But it looked like the Taco Bell employees were babysitting them.
Colin on Facebook Live was surprised that there even was an award show, because where was Ridiculousness? I mean, that's all MTV airs now is Ridiculousness.
No, that's right.
True.
Yeah.
It's the...
Teen Mom 2 is back.
Yeah, I've lost interest in Teen Mom 2 because the two psychotic moms are gone. Janelle's gone and Farrah's gone.
Aren't there new psychotic moms, though, every day?
Sarah Palin's kid was on there.
Oh, that's right, Bristol. Mm-hmm.
And she was not nutty enough. And that tells you how nutty someone needs to be for me to enjoy that show. But as far as the, you know, they had some really hot-looking women, which is always the winner on the VMAs. Let's see, who was there? Who's Madison? I don't even know who Madison is.
No idea.
I guess she's a model, but oh my God, she looked hot. And one of the Hadid sisters, the one that's not knocked up, I guess, was on there, Bella.
Okay.
Okay.
She looked like a million bucks.
I can't even think of the other one's name right now.
Gigi.
Gigi.
And
that's my dog's name, by the way, in seventh grade.
Gigi?
Yes.
Oh, you know who else was on there? This is so weird. They had Nicole Richie give an award away.
Weird.
Really? She's alive?
Nicole Richie. Yeah, and she looks way too thin.
She always
still.
Did. Yeah, she always.
She didn't look good.
She always had bulimia, didn't she?
I think
probably.
So. Yeah, I'm
why
sure
not?
She must have added to the list. But let's see what else.
Can I ask a question about some of the performances?
I sped through almost every performance, except for the Black Eyed Peas at the end.
Yeah, but no Fergie, right?
It was really weird. It was very weird with no Fergie. And also, I think they played a new song.
They did, yeah.
Why would the Black Eyed Peas play a new song? I mean, doesn't that seem like a huge...
Well, they want to sell records, I guess. I don't know.
Struck me as a little selfish.
I feel like this is happening with all these bands who lost their revenue stream of being able to tour because the Blue Oyster Cult has a new album coming out. They haven't put an album together in 20 years, but remember they were here last year two different times.
Sounds like a great one.
Yeah, Beats and Eats and in Belleville at the Strawberry Festival or something.
Who is going to buy a new... Who is interested in... Well, I guess who buys? Nobody buys anything, do they? I mean...
No.
Well, yeah, but
who's going to stream the new Blue Oyster Cult? How many views is that going to get?
Depends what radio stations play.
80,000? No radio station will play it. Well, the classic rock.
Someone... Wait, they'll play it, won't they?
No. They don't play new stuff by old acts, do they?
Well, but see, actually, it's not that great, so...
Ah!
We panned a couple of them already.
Ah!
Doug listened to one of them, and he's like, it's terrible. So,
well, you know what's so weird about bands like that putting out new albums is I'm going through, reading all about The Who, you know, Townsend is saying, we got to put out this new music. And I sent Roger some demos and la-da-da-da. Anyway, in reading this, I discovered that, The Who did an album in 2006, and I didn't even know it.
Oh.
I didn't even know. And I went back and listened to the one track that a couple reviews said was okay, and it was like, okay.
The new one? I thought that new, that one track was one track.
It was okay.
One track was great.
I'd rather hear Who Are You or Bargain Again.
Yeah, see, yeah, you're
right. The song is over, or Bob O'Reilly.
I found Doug's review of the new Blue Oyster Cult.
Here's a nice piece of shit.
That's pretty, at least he's honest, right?
Yeah. Well,
my question about the performances on the VMAs was, did anybody actually do a live performance? Because the stuff that I was seeing looked like it was just recorded at an earlier date and they're just running it.
It was. Well, I think it was, Brandon.
I understand why. I mean, we got all this crazy stuff going on, but it seemed to me like none of it was even live singing. You know, it seemed like it was studio, in a sense.
You're probably right. You know, the first thing they had in there was The Weeknd singing, and he was on a building in New York, and they had fireworks in the background. It was pretty cool. I have to admit, it was pretty good. I didn't like the song.
Sounds like a great one.
By the way, the fireworks are tonight, or would have been
right.
Last night if you're listening tomorrow.
Oh, the Ford fireworks? The pop-up fireworks?
Where are they? Do we know where they're at?
No, we can't know. Well, they don't want people to go.
Both my girlfriends at DIV claim they know.
They don't know. Did they tell you?
I think there was some speculation, but...
Tell them to tell you right now. You won't share it, but you just want to see if they really were right after it happens.
Okay.
So they're afraid that everyone will drive to the fireworks because
we're people.
And why would they need to show new fireworks on TV if you can't go?
You know why.
Yeah, because they make money off the sponsors, and they can't really pretend that it's a new show if they just run the old show.
Why not? They're the same.
They're just going to have like 30 people be on site watching, the ones that are insiders, like Trudy's friends, perhaps. Is Dee going to be there?
No. I don't know. Would it be any fun to be the only person at the fireworks?
You'd feel exclusive.
If you're the one lighting them.
You're special. Let's see. What else from the MTV Awards? Taylor Swift won a big award, and of course... she made a big point to say that it's the first video I directed on my own.
Oh, God.
I was so nervous. And Drew Barrymore gave it away. And this, I told you this before the show, that I saw Drew Barrymore talking about the nominees and stuff. And I went, wait, who's that lady? I don't even know who that lady is.
Oh.
Is that some, like, classic rock lady or something?
Oh, my God, that's harsh.
I know. I felt really bad because she's not – it's not like she looks terrible or anything. She just looked, you know, like a 40-something.
Right.
What's the over-under on how long her new talk show is going to last?
Drew? Guys, where's Drew? Drew?
Drew Barrymore?
Maybe if Ellen gets kicked off, I'll, like – you know,
Ellen's not going anywhere. She made
kicked...
so many changes to her staff.
She got kicked off of Australian TV.
Yeah, Australia dumped her for reruns.
There's a couple affiliates I heard that may drop her, too. In the United States.
Oh, my God.
Her ratings are not as good as they used to be. Now, I don't know if it has anything to do with all this hullabaloo.
Wow.
But I guess it's not the sure thing it used to be.
Hmm.
So, let's see. What else? Oh, yeah, Gaga. I can't understand. Gaga talked about, she did this duet with with Ariana Grande. Go ahead, play it again.
Anyway, remind me to tell you the anniversary of Ariana Grande, and then go ahead.
Is it licking the donut?
No. It's being called Mexican food by a guy at Aretha's funeral.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was today.
Who was that guy?
I saw Ariana Grande on the program. I thought that was a new something at Taco Bell.
what a clever, clever joke that was.
Is he canceled?
Help me out here. Canceled. Was that 2 years ago? 3 years
Aretha's
ago?
Aretha's funeral, right?
Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah.
How many years ago was that?
2017, I thought.
Wow,
that was 3 years. Really? Can you check? Can you double check that? We're going to get started a little late. Family's not here yet.
You want a highway named after you? I got a highway named after me.
Oh, where is the highway?
Where is my family?
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
She don't have cancer.
Didn't they rename this part of the Southfield Freeway after her?
Oh, it's 2018. Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you.
Sorry, it's a year off.
Trudy, I was really going to be disappointed if it was really 2017. It felt like way too long ago. I would have felt like it'll be, 2025 tomorrow.
Like you're in a time machine. It's what you always want.
Well, I don't want to fast forward anymore.
R-E-S-P-C-T. That's what I want from me. R-E-S-P-C-T. That's what I want.
But
that was quite a
death. Ariana Grande, aren't their masks amazing, her and Gaga's?
Gaga.
That's all they were talking
about. I didn't
see
Ariana Grande's mask. Gaga had amazing masks. She did. She had crazy masks. She had horns coming out of them and all kinds of goofy stuff.
Of course she did.
And she had a nice video,
you know,
too.
You know what would have been crazy for her is if she came out in a regular medical mask.
With nothing.
With nothing on it. That would have been shocking.
She couldn't do that, of course.
No,
but
no,
she went on and on about how her and Ariana... cried rivers of tears together.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are they crying about? What exactly do they have to be so in tears about? I can't imagine either one of them.
I want you two to kiss each other.
They made a song together and it made them both cry. But
Drew, life is very hard for both of them.
Well, I just wouldn't think it'd be
They're
the first.
Rich and famous but they're not men.
And beautiful.
If you put those two together for a project, I wouldn't think the main thing would come out of it was that we cried rivers of tears together.
It just seems like stop crying.
It's also winning all these awards. I mean, it won everything.
I don't get it.
And she and Bradley Cooper hooked up, right? For sure, right?
Oh, well.
I'm sure that happened.
Of course they did.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yes, of course.
And then, of course,
they ruined that piano.
Oh, did I fail to mention, it's redundant to point this out, that MTV made a big social justice plea, and the host, Kiki Palmer, in the open, said, you know, that, you know, now we're of course, upset about Kenosha and, you know, all the things that police do. And
right.
I mean, it wasn't a surprise to me. I just forgot that it would happen. So it's kind of a reminder. Like, well, of course this was going to happen. But it was weird not to hear any of the other people say anything about it. They were probably all pre-taped beforehand or else we would have heard it endlessly.
Right, because they don't want to, like, their message needs to be the same as the person leading into them. I get it.
Well, let's check out the...
Well, they always are.
Let's check out the Viacom CBS Domestic Media Network board and see how diverse that board is since they want to preach to
us. Mark.
So, give me a second and I'll find out who their board members are.
All right. Well, one of them just died, right? What's his name?
Sumner Redstone. Sumner Redstone. Dead at the age of 158.
But no, he was still getting laid.
Oh, my God.
I know.
He's still having sex. That was the only thing interesting about his death.
So did he die
of... had real hair up there, too.
And down there.
Did he die of dust inhalation?
Possibly.
The guy I know.
So they run this ad towards the end of the MTV Awards about Kenosha, and it's like playing a tone like the whole time, which is kind of obnoxious, but you have to notice it. And then it has the writing on the screen that, you know, Jacob Blake was shot 7 times, da, 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 you know, all the horrible things, and then in front of his kids. And I don't know, this is a real fine point. Don't anybody, you know, hold me to any horrible standard.
Oh boy, buckle up.
But, you know, the in front of his kids part, the only reason that I'm tired of hearing that is because he does crazy shit in front of his kids. It's like, you know, he's sexually assaulting this woman.
Kids, man.
He's banned from her property. He's showing up. He's stealing her car keys. He's fighting with the police. And all that's in front of his kids.
Wait, he sexually assaulted the person in front of?
No, not in front of the kids. But he fought with the police in front of the kids.
Oh, okay, right.
And he went to her property in front of the kids, and he's not allowed on her property because, and this is what I had to find out in reading about this, and again, don't hold me to any outrageous standards here, that, okay, this is she also
I'm
said
gonna
that.
I'm going to get racial here. I'm going to get racial.
She said that he assaulted her a couple times a year when he got drunk, and that this last time, and the police were quite dramatic about it. They said she was in terrible shape. She was in tears trying to tell us his story because he had come over in May. This is what he had the warrant for. And put his finger inside her.
Oh.
Then he sniffed it and said, "Smells like you've been with other men." I swear to God. I swear. I'm not lying. That's what it said. And so, I'm like,
it's terrible.
Oh my God.
That is terrible.
Couldn't I just have watched the commercial and just let it go? Did I have to go dig into all that stuff?
Wow, well, that's awful, but the point is, I don't think he still gets his day in court for smelling his finger. I mean,
I hate that anything would happen in front of. I hate that anything would happen in front of his kids. But you know, it's like when the kids is in the house, you know, with O.J., you know, he's so worried about the kids in the house, and he's murdering their mom.
Right, outside. Right.
I'd like to just follow him around someday so I can smell his finger.
I wonder what Juice thinks of that whole thing. If he chimed in on any of it, forgetting that he did.
You know what?
Juice was too busy focusing on his fantasy football draft.
Oh, was he?
Did you hear his Twitter?
Oh. Who'd he take?
I didn't. I hope it's not 8 minutes long. Oh, I can only stand him for about 30 seconds.
I'll summarize it here. Oh, man, I just got done with my football draft. It was a tough one. But I did get Patrick Mahomes, because he's in love with Mahomes. And then he goes on to point out, the 5 first quarterbacks drafted were black. Man, times have changed. I'm just saying. And then he stabs someone. That's
good
really,
touch.
Honestly, all it was.
Okay, only
he solved all race issues by pointing out that the first 5 quarterbacks drafted were black. My race. Times have changed. I'm just saying.
My last point about the MTV Awards is that I don't know why this bothers me so much, but they had Jaden Smith giving an award away.
I know why.
And Jaden Smith, is that not just the the definition of privilege is Jaden Smith.
Yeah. I wish Jaden Smith was my son.
He has such an affectation going, like...
It's phony.
You know,
what, okay,
wearing dresses. And
what has he done that's so great that he should be hosting or giving away an award on the MTV?
He's in that movie with his dad.
That's Will Smith.
Well, two movies with
when
his dad.
A little kid?
He hooked his mom up with her lover.
That's right. That's true.
He pimped his mom.
I mean, does he have a song that's good? Is there something about him that I don't know that I should know?
No, that's Willow.
Yeah. He's an actor or something.
No, he was in those two movies with his dad.
He gave away what was actually one of the awards people were most interested in, which was even more annoying, and it was the collaboration award. And I would expect that someone who has no business being there, like Jaden Smith, to say, here are the nominees. But no, of course not. He had to add something to it that this collaboration thing is really powerful because when he's been in the studio with Justin Bieber or his sister Willow, that you know it ups his game and he ups their game. It was like, oh my God, really? Really? Wow. Do I have to hear that?
The self-importance has been amplified by his two parents. You know, each of them is self-important.
I didn't expect that of his parents. I thought his parents were... I like Will Smith a lot, and I like
Jada Pinkett, too. His parents do whatever they want.
I do, too, but
I thought they'd have cool kids. Is Willow Smith... Is she at all likable?
Whip My Hair, do you remember her?
I remember the song.
She's less out there than Jaden for some reason.
Okay.
But I don't know.
I really think there should be a commission or a committee or something that can just keep certain people away from us, the public.
Filter.
There should be a certain number of people because people are so omnipresent now, you can't get away from them. It's frustrating.
I'm looking at the board of Viacom. It looks pretty white and male. There's some females. There's like one person of color I've seen so far.
They have 12 people on the board?
Well, this is actually their senior leadership, and they're all very... Well, there's a female. I mean, it's just laughable. Oh, finally, the chief financial officer is Naveem Chopra.
Well, if it's any consolation, the awards... To me, it was like the female awards, because there's no guys winning anything, and when the guys win, they're usually black. And not that I care. It's like, you know, if the music's great, I love the, you know, I love good music. I don't care who does it. I really don't. I never used to keep track of such things until this whole, you know, diversity topic and Oscar so
white. I'm going to get Rachel here. I'm going to get Rachel.
Oscar so white. And then I think it was last year they showed the 20 nominees and it's like, look at this beautiful picture. And it's like, there's not one white guy in there. Who cares? What about me? No, I don't really care. Again, like I said, if the music's good, I don't care. But now I feel like my only hope, if I want to relate to a white person at all or a white male, would be the Jonas Brothers, Justin Bieber, or Post Malone, and that's it.
There's nothing else
in it for me.
No. There is a white male.
Phineas.
No, Phineas, no.
There was a white male performance last night.
Who?
I got to find.
I did speed through a little bit, but it was very heavy on females.
Jack Harlow?
That's okay.
Well, I did see Machine Gun Kelly performed.
Did he perform?
Who's the?
And Jack Harlow did What's Poppin'.
Jack Harlow. No, there's another guy, too. He's got red hair. He's really fat.
Ed Sheeran?
It's kind of like Ed Sheeran. He's British,
Ed Sheeran has a clone?
There can't be another red-haired fat guy. That red-haired fat guy niche is already chewed up by Ed Sheeran.
He looks really soft.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. Red-haired fat guy niche.
It is. It's completely overloaded at the moment.
Louis Capaldi. Thank you, Reed.
Never heard of him.
All right,
well, I'll add him to my list.
Is this someone
that I'm going to be excited to have to root for as a white man?
He sounds right up your alley.
Will he sound good on your new speaker is the question. Because doesn't some music sound better than it used to?
Definitely.
Since you spent $800.
I mean, granted, I am speaker poor now, but... it's well worth being speaker poor.
I think you'll just love this song. This one's just a lovely song.
Okay.
It's very emotional.
It's kind of James Blunt.
Here's a nice piece of shit.
I gotta say, his voice does not match his face. There he is. See him. This all or nothing really got away. He's so sad.
Because
that girl realized
that
he has red hair. She walked away. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Somebody to
I have heard this song when I was painting my bathroom.
You know, there's a huge niche now. Isn't there a huge niche?
You've said it like five times. Niche.
Isn't there a large arena for artists we feel sorry for?
Yes.
What is that? It's like, oh my God, he's been through so much. I have to buy the record.
And people with fragile voices. It's, yeah.
Brandon.
I have a separated at birth for Louis Capaldi. He looks like a fat James McCartney.
James McCartney is Paul's brother?
Oh, Paul's son? I know, yeah. Paul's son did not get the great genes in that combination.
How did Paul get a redheaded son?
Yeah, Paul's son, he looks like he's got all the bad genes that Paul Linda could possibly had.
Does he have two legs?
He does have two legs.
So Heather's not the mom?
No, Heather did
that's
not.
That's hereditary, right?
Born well before Heather. Well,
we just named three white guys that performed for you, Drew.
Yeah.
Wait, who performed? Louis Capaldi?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Jack Harlow.
I didn't know Machine Gun Kelly performed. Yeah. I saw him give away an award.
I know. He recovered
Wasn't he all in pink?
Was he?
Like, yeah, he was wearing stupid pink outfit with no sleeves.
That's so
I just saw him in, I finally caught up with you guys and saw The King of Staten Island because it's no longer $80 to rent. Mm. And I did like it, but I watched it because I wanted to watch Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure Part 3.
How was that?
I loved it.
I haven't seen Bill and Ted's, but that one's $120 right now, too.
What? No, it isn't. I paid $20 for it.
I know. It's still expensive when you're just clicking the button on your television.
But Brandon, when you go count Kristen and Madeline, that's $6.66 a piece.
Right.
Plus
popcorn.
What you pay if you went to the theater, it'd be
$10.
You get to
keep it forever?
Or you get to
Madeline
watch it at home.
Didn't even understand. Yeah, she doesn't speak very good English.
She would have liked it. It's visually exciting.
I do want to see Bill and Ted, though.
Now, if you want to catch up with Machine Gun Kelly, why don't you watch...
This is Power.
Why don't you watch Project Power?
Oh, boy. I tried watching that again the other night. On your recommendation.
How awesome was it?
Oh, Project Power. I haven't finished that yet.
I can't.
But I did like the part I saw.
I can't get in.
You got to finish it for the battle on the boat because there's two people that take power that are just laugh out loud hilarious what their ability is.
What?
It's so dumb.
Who's the chick, the girl that gets thrown in the trunk by...
Her name's Robin. The character's Robin. I don't know who the actress is.
I don't understand that.
I would rather have a circle jerk with my dad and grandpa than see this flaming turd of a movie.
You guys are missing out, man.
I noticed there was a lot of PC-isms going on in there, the poor black girl dealer who really doesn't want to deal and doesn't want to be part of this, but she's forced to, and she gets thrown in the trunk and And let's see, who was the evil white person? I forgot. Oh, yeah, the white dealer
guy.
There
wasn't. One of the white guys was a hero.
Well, is it the evil guy, Jamie Foxx?
There was an evil white guy who was running the operation, remember?
He was Hispanic.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, Joey Levitt was one of the heroes.
Oh, no kidding.
Regular run-of-the-mill, boring white guy.
Oh.
And his Steve Gleason jersey.
The guy that climbed in the bathroom window?
Yeah.
That's Joseph Levitt?
Joey Levitt.
Mm-hmm. Joey Levitt.
Little Joey Levitt from down the street.
But the cops were evil. Remember, the police were evil when he came in out of the bathroom, put his arm around that large black woman and said, how could you not believe that this beautiful black woman is my wife?
They weren't the police.
Oh,
actually, his chief was black, though. Joey Levitt's
chief was black. That's true. Our friends of course he was black. It was a politically correct movie.
But he was bad.
Fixing everything.
I don't know. The plot made no sense.
Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram at DealsInTheD.com are at it again, selling cars like candy bars, piling them high, letting them fly, stacking them deep, selling them cheap, because emptying the lot while the weather's still hot is why the summer clearance event at Zot hits the spot. So kill the rhymes. It's deal time. Lace the 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn 4x4 as low as $188 a month. Get the 2020 loaded Jeep Compass at just $155 a month. How about a 2020 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk four-wheel drive as low as $249 a month? And, of course, the Jeep Wrangler, Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, has the largest Wrangler inventory in the state. And there's no better time to get to Zot and order your badass Wrangler exactly the way you want it. So see all this and more at dealsinthed.com. And it's happened again. Hall Financial wants you to know mortgage rates are at a new all-time low. A new all-time low. That's why so many people are refinancing right now. And they say if you haven't done it in the last year, that's long enough to take another shot at it. Because people are lowering monthly payments and they're also skipping a couple payments in many cases. So low rates mean value. If you're on the market for that new home, remember, Hall Financial Service is the fastest in the business. Get your mortgage in half the time of their competitors. And the refis, oh boy, people are saving. Virtual appraisals can be done without someone setting foot inside your house. Make money by saving money. Live how you want. Call 248-308-5000 or go to davidallmortgage.com/drewandmike or go to our website and click the link, fill out the online form, and they'll get back to you pronto. NMLS number 1467435. And what's up on the Hall Financial Hotline? I know we have the Trump Bridge. Is it the Build a Bridge?
Build a, the Trump whatever. Unity Bridge?
Yes, the Unity Bridge. And by the way, nothing describes Trump better than a Unity Bridge, in my opinion.
So true.
I mean, you can love Donald Trump, but I don't know that you can say that he's a great unifier. It just has not proved to be one of his best...
He unifies a certain group of people.
Well, some people he unifies, but I don't know. I don't think can anyone
Wrong.
Unify everyone now? I'm not sure anyone can, but I don't think it's
now.
His
Wrong.
Best quality.
Maybe later. Who knows?
So the Trump Unity Bridge was, I guess it was that trailer, basically a float that Rob, who is from Livonia, has taken around the country, you know, supporting Donald Trump. And it just so happened that he rolled into Tulsa. He went into a hotel and someone decided, I'm going to steal that Unity Bridge and crash it. So I did see Rob on the local news last night. And
that's not very unifying to crash the Trump Unity Bridge,
no.
In my opinion.
Wow.
So I didn't see him and I reached out to him and he said, hey, if you want to give me a call, give me a call.
You know, I saw that and I was so perplexed by it. Just that anyone would have a Unity Bridge. It just seems like an oxymoron right now. There's not going to be any Unity anywhere anytime soon.
The other one was, did you see that email from Kathy about the scam call that she received? Here's the email if you want to read it. There's a number on there. Did you get it, Brandon? I know she sent it to you, too, about the scammer from Royal Oak.
It's a really weird story. But-
You didn't get that email, Drew?
I don't think I did.
Nice woman. I like her, actually.
I'm usually pretty good about reading email, but I don't think I saw this.
Maybe she didn't send it to you. Maybe she didn't like you.
Here it is. And she sent it to two people, you and me.
She didn't send it to Drew then. Okay, we'll save it for later when you have time to read it and digest it.
Well,
very good.
The Unity Bridge, apparently Pope Francis was talking about unifying, that everyone should build bridges. And so Rob got the idea to build the Trump Unity Bridge, which, I mean, I'm just amazed that's what some people are inspired by. So he builds this Unity Bridge. It's been in 48 states.
Wow.
I don't know what states it hasn't been in. And it's you have to hook
I would
it.
Guess Hawaii and Alaska.
You have to hook it behind a, you know, it's like you have to put a trailer hitch on and to drive it around.
Like a float, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, I it doesn't matter who the candidate is. I cannot imagine going to this much trouble to drive a Unity Bridge through every state in America. People are different. different things make people excited. So I'm not knocking Rob, the Unity Bridge, and I'm very sorry that it was crashed by some mean person who's not into the
Unified.
Unity message. Yeah, that wasn't very unifying. And you know funny about the story? It details the damage to it, which I don't know why it just... I don't know, it seemed like a lot of information.
Is there video?
I didn't see video or anything of the damage itself.
Or the aftermath?
No.
Huh.
It's a lengthy description. But it sounds like the Trump Unity Bridge will be repaired.
Rebuilt? Oh,
yeah,
great.
I think it's going to be okay.
Oh, well, that's good.
So, yeah, there was that. And then, let's see. Nothing else on the Trump or the Hall Financial Hotline?
Nah.
Okay. From here, well, there's a few things I think worth talking. Well, there's a lot of things worth talking about, but we were watching The Vow last night. Mark and I watched it anyway. Mm-hmm. I just watched it a little while ago, and this is the Nexium story,
right?
Which is about six parts. I watched the first part. And I was really like, I know all this. But then, you know, I'll read anything about a cult.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not surprising I would know everything. But last night's episode was really interesting.
Oh, really? Stuff that we didn't know?
Charity, the key is to tape everything, apparently, for a good documentary. And this one guy.
Yeah, and he's a documentarian, too.
From South Africa apartheid. which I don't know why every time he talks about being a documentarian, he says,
but he has,
from South African apartheid.
He has the most watched documentary of all time, right? Isn't that the guy?
That's what he says, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I had my doubts.
I had my doubts about that. It's funny that I just compartmentalized that and believed it.
Most watched documentaries of all time. This Is It has to have more viewers than whatever he made.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hold for applause. But he filmed everything and taped every single phone call.
That was because at some point he became friends with Vanguard. He was actually friends with him.
Really?
And they were super tight and they talked every day and be like, hey, Marcos. And he'd be like, which is really annoying. And what did he call him?
Keithios and Marcios.
Keithios, yes.
Like they were Greek names.
Guys are so.
Hated them.
Losers.
I hate Keith O'Neary, but I think I hate the documentarian from South African apartheid even more.
Well,
he's got the most punchable face.
He also just lost out because he no longer has the most watched documentary of all time.
Yes.
Because no matter what, it's been recently broken. The Last Dance is now
Michael Jordan.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that so? Then again,
it might be just ESPN's, but I'll keep looking into it.
You know, maybe we need to hear them say Marcos and Keithios I know I made a note of it because I was so disgusted by it.
They drew it like five times last night they did it.
Yeah, they said it quite a few times. Because they talked every day because this guy, Mark, was a documentarian. He was going to document everything, and they were creating a screenplay that was going to, you know, tell the story. And Vanguard, or Keith Raniere, who, I just can't get past the fact that he plowed all these beautiful women who not only were beautiful, but they were on this low-calorie diet to stay thin for him because he said it was important because you should suffer. It's important to suffer. Yeah. And, of course, being low-calorie and staying thin the way he likes women, that's part of the plan. And at some point in the documentary last night, The Vow, someone pointed out that Mark was Vanguard, or Keith Raniere, who's in prison, by the way, for a long, long time.
Oh, hi, Mark.
He was his only male friend. And I thought, oh, I know women who have all guy friends and no girlfriends, and I know guys who have all girlfriends and no guy friends.
Yeah.
And that's a bad thing. That usually means that they really aren't functioning very well.
Yes.
And I don't know which is worse, to be honest. They're both terrible. But in this case, you know, when you see the extremes involved in this cult and all these classes that they took and all these heavy topics, all these topics that are so deep.
It's all bullshit.
It's total bullshit.
Psychobabble mumbo jumbo, man.
And it's all been done and all been talked about. It was all about getting him laid. It was just so that Keith Raniere could fuck a lot of good-looking chicks that he would never have sex with before.
And money, too.
Which he threw away. And how these people ever believed he had the highest IQ in the world, I'll never understand, because no one got anywhere. He just got all those billions from the whiskey...
chicks.
Yeah, the two girls from the what's the...
Seagram's.
Yeah, the Seagram's fortune. They inherited $150 billion, and they threw a chunk of it at Vanguard. But all these people were joining this cult to better themselves because they thought they should be more successful. And none of them were. They were all like, I'm stuck in these fucking classes all day and I'm not getting anywhere. In fact, I'm going backwards.
Starving.
I'm starving. Anyway, and they would say that, I should be making some money, but I'm so stuck in all these classes and I how can I move forward? And he would say, well, you're supposed to be uncomfortable. That's part of success and is being uncomfortable.
God.
Welcome to the world of discomfort.
I think the low calorie kept those people in line, though, you know?
It may have.
Their brain function is impaired.
Well, plus he made them get up at 5 a.m. for no fucking reason.
And
then they had to go
crazy.
Watch him play volleyball at 11 p.m.
Oh, my God.
I got to ask a question here. Are women more gullible than men? Yeah. I know it's a really rude thing to ask, but...
I think we are probably hardwired to be more gullible in that we're more accepting and we want to nurture more people our natures.
I would say it depends on the scam. If it's an emotional one, sure, of course. If it's money, I think guys tend to be a little more
really
looking for the quick
buck.
Well,
because they think they're going to make a killing. Yeah.
Um,
It is, I think, situational, and there are some people more skeptical of others.
I feel like when I see scams that succeed, I see more women who are part of them. You know, when you see the crying people afterwards, I mean, a lot of times when there's a guy, it's a couple because they decided together, you know, to invest their money in this, which sucks, and they lost everything, so they're both crying. Or you'll see the woman crying alone, but I don't see the guy crying alone that often.
Guys don't cry.
That's true. Yeah.
And I'm not trying to pick on women, but in this case,
I think you might be right in some ways that we're hardwired to be more nurturing and thus maybe more gullible.
Well, and also he was trying to suggest that you're reaching some higher plane and, you know, we're going to save the world, which is ridiculous. And this documentary, the suggestion was that this guy, Mark, his only male friend, would walk with him every day for about, I don't know, 40 minutes or so, and record the entire conversation because every word Vanguard said is so important because he's the most intelligent man in the world.
Oh, God.
Then he would go home and spend hours transcribing the whole conversation every day.
Oh,
he did this every day.
Well,
and the guy's full
now.
Of shit. He's full of shit. He's totally full of shit. And he has an answer for everything.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was, honest to God, it was absolutely incredible. And the sad part is when he realizes that it's all bullshit. I mean, remember that part, Mark? It's really sad when
he comes to
out,
a revelation.
Well, yeah, because his wife, give her credit. She was less gullible than him because she suddenly, you know, saw these women getting branded.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And also
she was asked to be in DOS, and DOS is one of their. They had a bunch of small businesses, tons of them, and DOS was a special one that only women were involved in. But
what kind of a business was it though? DOS didn't make any money.
No, I know.
It's like, what's so great about having a million businesses that all fail?
Well,
I never got this.
It made Vanguard a lot of money.
But he lost everyone's money. Well, he really did. He was a terrible investor. Terrible.
But never run out of women with money, though, is seemingly what happened there.
But what happens to this documentarian is that he starts realizing that, oh, my God, I'm his best friend. I get all his time. And he feels like the man with the highest IQ in the world. He wants to talk to me all the time. I must be incredible. And I think this is what happens to a lot of these people is there's always a big buildup for Keith Raniere, like, oh, well, you haven't met Vanguard yet, but he's incredible. He's the most amazing man. And so by the time people meet him, they're already sold. You know, he has the highest IQ in the world, and, you know, he's just on a higher plane. So anyway, as Mark is being confronted with the fact his wife leaves, and so then people in Nexium are calling him, and they're like, we heard that, is it Bonnie or Sarah?
Bonnie's
left, and what are you going to do? Are you going to stay in Nexium, or are you going to be with Bonnie? And it's like, you know, he's trying to say, well, I'm in love with her, and I'll love her the rest of my life, and I'm in Nexium, and what am I supposed to do? I mean, it really, anytime anyone... suggest that this is what you have to do, that you can't be both, then it's obviously total bullshit because no one who cares about anyone would force them to choose.
She also, you know, leaves and they're like, okay, we have to have our exit interview. Let's schedule that. And she's like, okay, great. And then they call and she's like, I'm not calling you back. And then they kept calling like, oh, I don't know why this has to be a thing. And so then Mark calls his wife who's leaving. It's like, hey, they're going to keep calling. She's like, and I'm just going to keep telling them no. Like,
no,
you don't
I know.
Have to give them an exit interview.
He acts as if, like, life can't go on until she has her exit interview, that they really have something. And
well, aren't they trying to do one last pitch to keep her in?
Because Because
if you don't have both spouses, you don't have the one. I mean, that makes you weak. That's Scientology, right? You have to have...
That's funny because when he confronts Vanguard about it, he's like, this isn't Scientology. Did you catch that one time?
Yes, I did. You know, if you want to go to the call around 42 minutes, that's where they're talking about. That's where Mark,
Sarah,
Bonnie's leaving, another girl's leaving, and they're sharing information. And all of a sudden, Mark's finding out that there's some wacky stuff going on. And you know, Allison, somebody sees a message in Allison's phone that she's committed herself to her master. And people are starting to figure out that, hey, he's fucking all these chicks. What the hell? They're all in love with him.
Trying to make with him would then be like flushed down the toilet.
Marcus, Hi, Mike Kythios.
Hey. Kythios.
Marcos.
And Marcos and
Hi,
Kythios.
Mike Kythios.
Oh. Horrible.
Total assholes.
That last 1 second.
I want you two to kiss each other.
I do have some personal things, concerns between you and myself. I don't know if you realize it. I sort of took you on.
This is Vanguard.
Taking someone on is what I'm talking about, friendship. It's a vulnerable risk thing.
Duh.
That's why I don't have many, take on many people, so to speak, as friends.
He's trying to make him feel guilty.
Yeah, right? I wish I could talk to you about certain things.
Who talks like this?
And I know you feel the same way.
Vanguard.
Our friendship is a real risk.
No, and I understand why at times you can't. I want to help you, and I believe I can. I mean, to be honest, I wish there was a time now that you were here for like 3 months straight, and that we spoke an hour every day.
So I can really brainwash you. Yeah, so I can
just put
Bonnie
the finishing touches, and you can leave
and
Bonnie.
I gave you what I can, but you'd have to promise not to hate me at the end.
You know what Bonnie said to me? Like, what will it take? I said, data.
Oh, I just want to punch that guy in the face.
What, he doesn't believe his wife? That's not enough?
No,
your wife
no.
telling you something? Oh, that's right. Vanguard is the most intelligent man in the world.
Well, plus, he's put so much time and money and effort into this thing. He doesn't want to believe that it's a fucking scam.
I know. I get that. But see, these people come across as very smart people. And I want to go, are these people dumb? Or what happens here?
One big character flaw.
How do you get people this, who seem to be this intelligent, to fall into this trap? But Scientology does the same thing, but they're groomed from a very young age.
Yeah.
So anyway, keep the call going.
Women, and it's secret and nobody can ever know.
Oh, wait, this is a different call.
Yeah, I think that was the end of that call.
Okay, so now he's talking to, is it, let's see.
I think her name is Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah's the one who also quit. She and his wife Bonnie quit. And they exchange notes, and then, because believing your wife, you can't just believe your wife over Vanguard, but maybe you can believe your wife and Sarah if they both tell you the same thing.
Of course.
Person left and came to LA, and we started talking about everything. She gave me information about things that she'd seen that were very concerning.
Very concerning.
And she agreed to talk to Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. So Bonnie told me you had some things that you want to share, or maybe she wants you to
Slut.
Share.
Slut. Kind of both. Okay, so texts me and is like, hey, I'm coming in. Do you want to meet? And I'm like, okay, because I didn't think anything about it. I was like, she's my coach. I trust her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, well, I'm actually here to propose something to you. And in that moment, her whole vibe changed.
Uh-oh.
She got really dark and down, and she wouldn't look in my eyes anymore.
Mm.
Oh,
it started to become like almost an interrogation like meeting.
Uh-oh.
It was like, what are you doing? What kind of woman do you want to be?
I'm going to be silly for a second, but did you find her like more, I don't know, zombie-like?
Awkward.
Yeah. She said, well, she's been a part of this group, and it's only women, and it's secret, and nobody can ever know. And I was like, what is this? And she's like, I can
sounds
tell
like
you,
the box when I was a kid.
But we would have to find something about my life, something that's important to me.
Collateral.
The zombie apocalypse.
It has to have that weight. And that's fucking creepy. And then I asked, did Keith build this? I was very upfront. And she's like, nope. I just have to say, also, Mark, she's changed. She's different. Like, something's off. She lost a lot of weight.
This is Allison Mack, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what they're talking about.
Pause it for a second. When they're talking about collateral, in some cases, wasn't it like them taking nude pictures, spread eagle?
Yep.
Or them signing over deeds to their homes?
Yep. All of it.
Yeah. That's not okay. And but I love the way Keith Raniere acts like, I don't know anything about this. Because there's a phone call after this where he's like, huh, I've never heard of this. And he's just lying through his teeth.
Well, it wasn't his first response was to deny that he's even involved.
I'm going
to
look into it.
Yeah.
Keep playing it. It's just the most incredible thing.
I was very upfront. And she's like, nope. I just have to say, also, Mark, she's changed. She's different. Like, something's off. She lost a lot of weight. She looks very
tired. But that's
good. She left her phone out.
Nice.
I saw that she was texting, I love you, my master.
Ah, gross.
I'm like, the fuck is going on here? There's something wrong. Keith is amazing, but something is fucked up.
No, he's not amazing. He's amazing.
Marcus.
Hey, Keith.
There's another call.
So the thing I wanted to chat with you about, I'm not sure how accurate it is, but I think there's a group of women. I think they're all freaked out and focused on calories. I'm not too worried about what people do with their personal lives, but some of these women are like, they're like zombies.
I love this response.
Off point, but on point. Mm-hmm. You've mentioned it several times, the zombie look. Mm-hmm. I believe there have been studies.
This is where he
always lies. I believe there. He always says he knows something that I know he's just full of shit. He just gives an answer that helps him. Doesn't he?
This is a master example of gaslighting. Yeah. He totally gaslights Mark here.
So explain what gaslighting is.
Where you make it think that it's your fault, that you're seeing things wrong or differently.
Studies about people who believe that they see zombie-looking people. Mm-hmm. Double-blind, they don't. Mm-hmm. It comes from internal prejudice.
Oh.
Please what? Worry about them.
Okay.
Could you send me that just study, please?
So, well, I know that one.
Yep. There's no hard data here.
Enough for me to go on, and if you get more hard data,
yeah,
the more you can give me,
yeah,
the better I can try to handle it from my end.
A liar.
I had a better idea. No fucking way.
It was very hard because you're going up against the leader. And in this case, a leader who had spent 12 years working his way into my psyche.
This is where they show him doing a handstand on the basket, the volleyball court.
Yes.
Oh, you really Jesus. Think you're a good leader? I don't.
It's about working with people, doing something for the world, and then to find out there's fraud.
Look at all these women. They're all beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
Hey, I gotta hand it to him.
Empowered to mentor these people, and I don't think she's fit at all. And that I'd heard that she may be doing something that's very dangerous.
Really?
Really? Sounded like Jason Moss.
Every single male that I lose an ESP is because their wife is suppressive and is trying to keep her hold on him.
Suppressive? That sounds familiar.
And because of that, he's weak.
To hit a ball.
Fucking volleyball.
He's giving volleyball instruction. Okay, Keith Raniere is such a... He's just such a doughy guy. He's not an athlete.
Soft, yeah.
So what he does is he plays volleyball all the time, and then he plays against people that don't play much volleyball, and he appears to be a better athlete than he is. That's my analysis.
Yep. That's a great.
And then everyone
strategy.
Wants to hang around afterwards to hear, you know, Vanguard speak.
Yeah, people go to play volleyball every night. Because between games, he'll address the group and they can ask questions. And the only thing I noticed when they were asking questions is, God, that's a lot of beautiful women in very little clothes. And damn.
And sweaty already.
And they're asking all these questions about life and all these really heavy things. Mm. And he has all the answers and they're all bullshit.
And anytime one of those women complained, he always said,
well, why don't you cry about it? Saddlebags.
I was just glad that this documentary got better because episode one was
it
pretty
was
terrible.
Really good.
Episode one was terrible. Episode two was phenomenal.
Oh, what's that hand thing that they do too?
The hand thing?
Yeah.
Clapping. You mean the clap?
They clap and bow. And they have their sashes, which is cute.
Yeah, the sash. You get a different color sash at every level.
Oh, it's just like karate.
Yeah, it's like. No,
it's how
like
cool is that?
You little kid going to karate. To get that
orange sash, I mean, you walk around there and you're like, hey, it's good. What's
going on?
How about that? How about
that? There was a new part about Nexium that I learned that I don't think we had heard anywhere, in that people really want to become, what are they, prefects? Or no, prefect was the number
prefect
two.
Is the female leader.
Yeah, I don't know. One level where you get to become a teacher, you can go off and teach. And so all these people got to the level and like, no, you can't do that to your, like, I don't know, level five? And so they have to keep studying and spend more money. And then they get to level five. It's like, no, we changed that. It's like, well, you got to get to level 10 now. They kept just moving.
And they're just
the finish
broke
line.
It's Scientology. Nobody has any money. Nobody's working. They don't get paid for this.
How do they make, well,
the Brompton dough is all I can think of because,
yeah,
you know, there's women that joined And they immediately turned over, one of them turned over $1.6 million to him. She was an investor. And he said, I've come
for this. It's a big scam.
I've come for this incredible program that will double your money in 3 days or something crazy like that. I've been studying this. This amazing program. And what does he do? He loses all our money, every cent, every last cent in some crazy risky investment.
Well, I mean, it's easy to do high-risk investments when it's not your money.
Well, wait. Do they reveal what the high-risk investments were? Because I kind of want to know not to invest.
They didn't. I don't know what he invested.
You know what? I think one of them was on the futures. Which, remember, Hillary made all that money in the futures, and everyone went apeshit because she scored on an investment on pig futures or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I believe his superior investment was, it was very risky. I know that.
Oh, yeah, here's audio of him.
Well, that's fantastic. A really smart decision, young man. We can put that check in a money market mutual fund. Then we'll reinvest the earnings into foreign currency accounts with compounding interest, and it's gone.
It's Keith Raniere investing.
It sounds so, just and like yeah, him.
I never knew this. I just, quick Google search. Hillary Rodham Clinton turned $1,000 into $100,000 in 10 months with cattle futures. Yeah.
Cattle futures.
Wow.
In 1978.
Yeah. And there was a lot of suspicion about how exactly she did that because the chance of doing that was extremely small.
She wouldn't have had any inside information in a team.
Oh,
what,
no.
78?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, what connections would she have had in 78?
That's 78? Weird. In Arkansas.
Was it 1978 when she did that?
What was Bill doing then?
Huh. As governor?
He was attorney general, I think.
Oh.
You know what? He was governor, then he lost, and then he won the next term.
That's right.
So I'm not sure exactly what he's doing.
First person to ever do that.
But there's a... Let's see.
Did you just hear that?
What?
I heard a noise. I looked up, and Brandon sheepishly was looking at the camera because I think you dropped your,
oh, I heard a plate.
Your knife and your fork.
Well.
Are you digging your own grave with a knife and a fork?
No wonder he doesn't want to come back to work.
What are you eating?
We deliver some dinner here.
What are you eating, buddy?
That is so not true.
It's an early dinner, isn't it?
Yeah, it is kind of an early dinner, yeah.
What are you having?
It's some kind of a fish. I don't know what kind.
What the fuck? Can you get your dinner labeled, please?
What? Come on.
Is it tuna?
I don't know from the taste what fish is fish. And,
really?
You know.
Hold it up.
It's a delicious one.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, that does look like generic fish. Cod. I would have to agree with you.
Cod.
I think it might be cod, yeah.
You know what? I just remembered something. The $1.6 million investment, when she had the audacity to say, but you lost everything, he said, it's because you were too negative in your thinking. He blamed her for it.
See, gaslighting. He's great at it.
Hey, I know where the fireworks are.
Where?
I can't say out loud.
It's going to be done by
the text.
Oh,
where? Wow. We're not live. I can't see. That's too far away.
That's
say it.
No, don't say it. Don't
Why?
Say it. Well, I don't know.
We can edit it out. Bleep it, Brandon.
Oh, that's true. It won't happen until tomorrow, right? Yeah. By then, everybody will know already.
Oh, some people will hear it tonight at 10.
We'll bleep
it. Shouldn't have any secrets from me.
People do listen at night. Yeah, if you bleep it, it's okay.
Yeah. Then not that it means anything.
It's just fun to actually say it and then bleep it.
Are you going to say it? Oh.
Makes sense, right?
You better bleep that, too.
People will figure it out.
Play the phone call at 49 minutes where Mark is no longer calling Keith because he now he's realizing that these women are giving spread eagle shots as collateral and all their money, and they're signing over their deeds, you know, in case they leave this incredible group that, of course, is indeed a creation of Vanguard. Even though he says, I don't know anything about it. I'll look into it. It's crazy. So anyway, Mark no longer believes him, and he calls him at 49 minutes.
Every single thing that I was suspecting him of, I kept on explaining it away, like maybe there's a good reason. That day, I allowed myself to like question, what if there's not?
Whoa.
Hello? So I haven't called you for like about a week. And,
Keith Eos and Marcos.
I've been trying to process some things that I think I find a bit disturbing. I was talking to you about a group of women, and you seemed surprised.
Uh-huh. I did investigate.
I
don't have full information on it.
Fake!
But there's a group, I don't know exactly how large.
Still investigating.
I think it's 10 to 20 people or something, and it's for women only.
And they've all had sex with me.
Which I did approve the use of my technology. I think they've
what
sort of
technology?
Given it a life of its own type of a thing.
It's so full of shit.
I believe that Ali is the person who's in charge of it, of all of them, and that you are at the head of it.
No.
I'm not at the head of it. You know, I hate this hearsay, in-specific stuff, and I would like to know a person that says it's me or some proof that it's me, because it is not.
I'm concerned treading into a secret society that I may trip the tripwire.
Who talks like this?
I mean, I know that they keep it private. I know that the collateral is extreme, but no, what you're saying is not the intent of what was allowed. And it's certainly not the intent of them to have allegiance to me.
Hey! Keith, I feel like you're still blocking some of what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, tell me what I'm blocking.
I think you are related to this thing. I don't think these things just crop up like this. I think you're very tapped in and in touch with a lot of these women. So you would have seen this a while ago.
Hope you brought some condoms.
Why does someone say it's me in this case? Is it because I lent the tech?
Well, I'm going to assume it's because some of the people that are doing this are either having a relationship with you or are in love with you or something with you. And I think they're trying to enroll a bunch of other people into something that is just... I'm concerned this thing's going to blow up in your face.
Well,
kind of like your wiener does in their faces.
Blow up potential.
Yeah, it seems the common bond is all the women have had your penis inside them. That's all I can seem to put together at this point, Keith.
It kind of bum you out that Mark guy is kind of just pussyfooting around it.
Yes, it pisses me off. And... you know, the more I watch this, the more I see how much work went into just basically him nailing these chicks.
I just let
That's
the tech.
All it is. Why couldn't he be a rock star?
I just let the tech.
I mean, seriously. I mean, I understand when you're, you know, 20 years old or you're 18 that really the only thing going on in a male brain is that I want sex. But this guy, look at all the work he's doing to get laid by these people.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
And it's all BS. Just like, you know, when Mark asked me, what do you think about aging, Vanguard?
Oh,
and he's like, well, I've read a lot of studies about aging, and it seems to... And he starts acting as if he knows a lot about the topic.
Yeah. See, and Rhaenyra's...
It has to do with the last band of DNA. I have some studies if you'd like to read them.
Oh, and he's like, yeah, I would. It's like, oh, my God, what a boring night. No. I'd rather watch him play volleyball.
But what's up with these people? They seem smart. Are they not that smart? No, are they just Vanguard's super gullible? Or are they just, they want something larger?
They
want to
feel special.
It's almost like they're going to get sucked in by something. It's just a matter of what it is.
They're looking for a deeper meaning of life and enlightenment when they should just realize.
I can give you a pamphlet for a cult.
I know. And then they find out that life is actually extremely shallow. Yeah, basically, exactly. This guy, you
this
think
is it. Who yeah, look around you. This is it.
The guy that compares himself to Gandhi when they're talking about the screenplay, he just wants to get laid by attractive women on low-carb diets.
He was something
That's
special.
All it is.
I know. Vanguard's too smart for his own good because when Mark was questioning
like
him
the cult.
About that group and the cult, he should have just said something like,
I don't know, you know. It happened. I've seen girls do this. Maybe she went in. And want to lay a couple of guys, and he got out of hand. But I don't know.
Why isn't that guy in charge of a cult?
I love the way he acknowledges the crowd.
I don't know, you know. I
kind of wonder, though, this documentary, not to like throw paint on it or anything, but would it be as interesting if it didn't have all that weird music and the psychedelic film reel, like burning,
well,
you know, all that.
I mean, they're trying to sell a documentary.
And his eyeball up close.
It's cool that he records all this stuff, though. I mean, you have the guy on record talking about all, you know, lying his ass off.
Yeah.
Adults like documentaries.
Let's see.
Another good one on Showtime that just started. Episode one wasn't that good, but that's really laid the groundwork. It's called Love Fraud, and it's a guy that would meet a girl. They'd have to get married really quick. He's got a bunch of money coming in from a lawsuit. And what do you know? He basically gets them to open accounts with joint names on them. And then he just drains the
Takes
account.
Their money.
Disappears. He was married at least 10 times simultaneously.
Oh, jeez.
He claimed to be a pilot. That was my favorite thing because I knew it would drive Clark nuts. But he made all these just whoppers and claims, and I don't know.
I want to be a pilot.
It's pretty. It's pretty. He got a tattoo of one of the women's names after a month, after 1 month of dating her, marrying her.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm amazed.
But it's about the chase. They actually try to track him down, and the documentary goes with it. It's kind of interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
Trudy, can you handle the Dr. Roche data and also Luke?
Absolutely. Overreaction is not the strategy for the long-term investor. Neither is burying your head in the sand and hoping it all turns out for the best. You can call Luke Nowacki at Pinnacle Wealth, 248-663-4748, COVID-free, rational financial advice. What does this mean?
Ranieri should have gone to him.
I know. Coronavirus, what does it mean? Yeah, no, he would never have lost all that money. Mm-hmm. What does coronavirus mean now and 6 months from now? Well, maybe 6 years from now, stocks, bonds. Do you move your 401k, your college savings plan? Is your company in the right investments? Is your pension fund meeting its projected return? Man, all these anxiety-inducing questions. But you can get advice and get a strategy from Luke at Pinnacle Wealth, 248-663-4748. Securities and investments.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
Awesome. And Dr. Roche's September specials are now all fired up. Evolve. You can get three treatments of trimmer tone. For a value, let's see, it's $5,300 value for just $2,500. That's a non-surgical, non-invasive treatment. Comes with three treatments of Tite and three Verona, three Virtue. And this machine, basically, I just came away like 2 hours ago from it.
Really?
And yeah, well, wait a minute. I was here 2 hours ago. But
3 hours.
I came straight here. And they put these applicators on, and it tightens your muscles underneath, and it trims down some of the cellulite. And it's really cool.
And you're able to podcast right afterwards.
I know. Well, yeah. So they also, by the way, have autumn augmentations, the $3,500 saline breast implants. And because we're getting less sunlight, BBL is back. Broadband light, three treatments of corrective, and three photo revelation for only $1,000, regularly $2,325. And what it does is take out fine lines and sunspots and some of the other things that make you look and feel old and your skin dingy. Diva 2, you know, not to be neglected because it's the one treatment that everyone loves. Except for guys, they can't get it. But one treatment regularly $1,500.
We benefit too. Think about it.
Special for $1,200. Three treatments, regular $4,500 on special. Plus a free G-spot, which is G-shot, which is a $1,200 value. And CBD products are 50% off. So all of that. And you can call for a teleconsultation at 248-338-1110 and Jews back.
I watched it on the camera because I have the banner hanging now right by the steps.
I like that.
I don't know. I'm not nuts
it's
about
kind
it.
Of, it's
kind of it's like, a dimensional
it's like,
thing.
It's like hitting the Michigan thing when they come in for the game, you know?
The MGO Blue Clubber.
Yeah. A delightful moment.
Well, yeah, you said people were bemoaning the fact that they couldn't see you straight on, so.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
And then you didn't like the straight on camera. Right?
Well, I don't want
it
2 feet away. No, it was right there. It was like, I don't
want
look
how close mine is. It's right there.
Trudy wants to be seen that up close. That's
person.
Woman, I wanted my move back.
Man, camera, TV.
that's everything in here.
In the category of people who died, we must add someone. Supposed to be a cue for you, Brandon.
Wait.
John Thompson.
Yeah, Big John.
Dead at 78. He is a person who has died. John Thompson was an amazing coach.
Yeah, first black coach to win the tournament, right?
Yes, he is that. He also, what I remember him best for, honestly, was when he hugged Fred Brown after he threw the ball away at the end. It was their last chance to win the national championship. They had the ball. Jordan had just sunk that 19-foot jumper, and they're in the front court. Fred Brown's throwing the ball. He thinks to a teammate, and no, it's James Worthy of North Carolina who goes down and dunks and ends the game. And it was obvious to me that John Thompson was more worried about Fred Brown than he was about winning the national championship. Yeah, it was really a great moment. And I know Fred Brown is, I guess, doing very well, because I would think he would still be going, God damn it!
I would, because you see that highlight all the 38
time. 38 years later, God damn it!
Iverson had a big eulogy on Twitter for him.
Really?
Iverson said that Thompson saved his life. I don't know how
someone saved his life. I didn't know anyone saved his life. I thought his life was still spiraling.
Well, it's because
he elongated his life. It would have been over a lot sooner, apparently, without John Thompson.
Well, I gotta tell you.
Because Iverson was recruited for basketball and football every single place, every college in America, until he got in trouble, you know, in high school. And then all of a sudden, nobody wanted him except John Thompson and Georgetown. Hmm. So he saved him. And he actually got very teary-eyed during his Hall of Fame induction speech.
Did Duana tell you that? I haven't died to ask that question. But
did Duana tell you that?
Well, think about it. John Thompson probably knew her.
Oh, yeah. It's
AI's mom, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. He probably won her over.
We're talking about practice.
Those incredible Georgetown presses. Oh, my God. Georgetown could be down 10 points with 2 minutes left in the game, and it was not over, because they would always get at least a couple steals and make it interesting. They were just – that was when
– better press that or Nolan Richardson's 40 minutes of
hell.
It
was a great press, too.
1994.
But I think Georgetown had that quality where they had the same type of team every year. Yeah. You know, like Beeline's team shoot threes. Or they shot threes. And I always think that's cool when a program takes on a personality, because often it's just, you know, whatever they're able to get, whoever the best guys they can put together. But John Thompson, I think, really was one of those guys who had the same kind of team year in, year out. And they were always.
And one was very black.
It was very black. It absolutely was. And maybe that's one of the reasons their press was so incredible, because they had lots of speed.
I'm not saying that as a negative, but I mean, do you remember?
No, I'm not either.
Teams that were all black, but they just had a different swagger about them, too.
Also today in sports, the Indians traded Mike Clevinger.
They did.
He's a great pitcher, really? But he also snuck out and was doing a little partying on the road trip. And they were I was amazed at all the shaming for that, because, I mean, it just seemed like something a lot of guys would do.
But so did Plesak, right?
Yeah, Plesak,
they didn't trade him.
Plesak, no, but they demoted him. He's not on the big roster anymore.
Is he still driving around on the rental car?
doing tweets? Live tweets on the rental car? I don't know, maybe.
They gave him a rental car because he was out partying, and that was a violation of their COVID stuff. So, drive back to Cleveland from Chicago.
Also,
I saw the Tigers dealt Maben.
Yeah.
Yeah, who did they send him to the Cubs, right?
Yeah.
Why do they always get Maben and trade him? Maben's a good player.
They know he'll come back.
He's had a hit in 3 decades with the Tigers, by the way.
Are you serious? Really?
Is that the biggest bloop you've ever heard?
I like that stat.
I like it, too.
Like
I thought it was kind
of
cool.
Mini Minosa of the Tigers, right?
Yes, at this point. 2 more decades to go.
Well, I said of the Tigers.
Why did they, what did they get for him?
Infielder, right? Some minor league infielder.
A minor league infielder who's going to play with the Tigers, or who's going to remain in the minor leagues?
I have no idea.
Because the Tigers are, right now, they are a playoff contender. I know that's ridiculous to say after 30 games, but it's a 60-game season. It's something
everybody
to be excited about. Well, not everyone.
Who's out of it?
There's some teams that are out of it. I mean, I'm not looking at the standings right now, but why would they lessen their roster one iota unless they had a really good deal to make? Is this guy something special?
I know nothing about him.
About Zach Short?
I don't know anything about him either.
Zach Short, the shortstop who has a podcast?
He does.
Oh, by the way, Megan and Harry are doing a Spotify podcast.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, boy.
I know. I was just so demoralized when I saw that.
Why?
Because first of all,
it'll be terrible.
It said Spotify is going to give them over $1 million to do a podcast. And I thought, oh, here are two. Okay, you got an abnormally pink wiener and a woman who sat on an abnormally pink wiener, and they'll probably get 20 times the downloads that we can ever get on one given day when they put out their first podcast.
They'll get really good guests, too. They'll be able to pull the best, I guess.
You know what, though? My prediction is that they will, I don't know if they'll pod fade because they're getting paid a lot of money, but they'll go like this. Their downloads will go down, 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 down. Because it'll be boring. It'll be social justice crap. It'll be Megan talking about all her causes like mental illness, which she's an expert on now.
Did you see they're pissing off all their neighbors now?
Yeah, which is... I almost wondered if that story was not
planted
somehow...
by them?
Yeah, sort of...
I believe it was.
Remember when Beckham came over here?
Sure.
And what's his wife's name?
Hey, Beckham.
Posh Spice.
Victoria.
And she was doing that reality show. And they would show her leaving the house, and there'd be 50 photographers following her and photographing her. And then when she showed up at some place in Los Angeles, there'd be more paparazzi. And it turned out that, oh, she was hiring them. Nobody really cared because nobody did care. Nobody cared. This is America. We have big, big stars here. Nobody cares about Posh Spice. And really, nobody cares about David Beckham either.
No, or Markle or Harry.
So the suggestion that I heard was that, well, these are all British paps, and these are British, you know, these are the British tabloids hiring helicopters. And because Oprah lives in that neighborhood, Ellen lives in that neighborhood, yeah. Rob Lowe lives there. There's like 19 huge stars in the same area, and nobody is bothering them.
Did you see the other exciting?
You think Rob Lowe will come over and do the first podcast?
They could do a podcast.
Make it all about him.
They might do a trade deal.
Did you see these other wonderful projects they have?
Oh, WATP will have to cover that podcast.
I didn't know that Meghan Markle had a When All Women Vote couch party, a live stream event where she told people the importance of voting.
Oh, Jesus.
Which has caused a little bit of a stir because she technically still has a royal title in the the Brits
whatever.
Are like, strip that from her, because I guess the royals aren't supposed to be involved in politics.
Well, Meghan doesn't live by their rules. She's got her own way.
They're also working on a new TV show that takes, quote, a political stance on feminism and racial inequality.
Can you imagine?
The show will focus on normal people. It's been pitched to a bunch of TV executives. An insider told the paper the aim of the show will be to, quote, empower women and tackle the issue of racial inequality. They added that although
that's really inventive and new.
Although they'll appear on the show, the project will not be about them. Then why are they appearing on the show?
Wait, who would... Do people that want to do these kind of things, that green light them, do they really think?
They think people will watch that.
Oh, my God. Harry and Meghan talking about racial inequality? I can't imagine anything more watchable. Because
I don't know.
My prediction is that people watch the first show, and they'll go, oh, my God, this is
garbage.
Dreamweaver, big time.
Once again, the market is flooded with stuff like that, too, right now.
So we were getting started with the show today, and... at like 5:32, I'm like, wait, why am I getting like three messages suddenly? And they were all, turn on Fox 2 at 5:30. I'm like, what in the world happened at Fox 2 at 5:30? And Brandon was guessing that it was the announcement that gyms, and bowling lanes, and movie theaters.
Bowling lanes. That's cute.
What's happening with bowling lanes? I was a bowler. I was in bowling league.
You never called him an alley. Oh, so that's the snob way to talk about an alley?
Well,
plus it involves his last name.
That's true. That's his nickname, Drew Bowling Lanes.
Lanes is perfectly acceptable to use for a bowling lane. It doesn't have to be a bowling alley. The bowling alley, lanes. I guess lanes would be the more specific thing.
That's for Quakers.
It does sound more dignified than an alley, so you got a point.
Believe me, I have met much experience in bowling. If you remember my story about the 12 and under Bantam League, right, when we went to the downstate tournament, and the other team completely freaked us out because one of their bowlers was smoking cigarettes.
Well, he's went in the alley. Yeah.
And he had a bad mustache, too, like a Prince mustache, because I remember going, he's got a mustache, too, and he's smoking. He can't be 12. Because that was always the thing in Little League, you know,
yeah,
or in 12.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way that guy's 12. He's got a mustache. But anyway, so at University of Michigan, it turns out, they were making news that really hit home with a lot of our viewing audience.
Here's Fox 2's Jessica Dubnak.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today.
All the makings of a real service.
Isn't that how you start a wedding, not a funeral? Just saying. Not to nitpick.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how you start a die-in.
This mass funeral, the scene Wednesday on campus at the University of Michigan.
Oh, how tragic.
Also, I'll point
out,
the coffin is way too small for any adult.
It's cardboard.
Pro
protesters calling it a die-in at the Diag, speaking out against the university's COVID-19 reopening
plan, which includes
mostly virtual learning for now, with some in-person options. And
that dead person's moving, by the way.
Don't they go to that school?
Yeah.
So why are they there? If they're so against it and so outrageous, then why don't they stay home?
They have to be there. It's their job. These are grad instructors, I believe.
Oh!
We're also unions.
Okay.
Face-to-face learning is extremely dangerous.
Amir Fleischman is with the group GEO, Graduate Employees Organization. They're the union for grad students that teach.
Listen to the campus community and hear us when we say that this reopening plan is totally inadequate.
Although Amir is teaching only virtually, he says...
I wish they'd let him make the rules. And then when there's an outbreak, they can all get mad at him.
Yeah. Not all of his colleagues have that option.
But the biggest thing we want is an unconditional option to teach remotely for all graduate student instructors. We don't have that right now, and that's unacceptable.
We caught up with some freshmen.
All those
not
dead people are wearing masks, so that's unrealistic.
Still died.
Classes.
Of course, I'd rather be in person, but given the circumstances, remote learning is definitely the safest.
The out-of-staters moved to Ann Arbor better than expected during a pandemic.
I was actually pleasantly surprised with class.
To round out
the... Wow, what a statement.
Mock burial, hoping university heads take note.
We're fighting for UM!
We're fighting for all workers on this campus to have, a robust testing policy that can keep not only this campus, but the entire community safe.
In Ann Arbor, Jessica Dubnack,
Fox 2 News. Nice tubes on that one girl that's dead.
She's dead.
Wow.
That girl is not taking her role as a dead person seriously at all.
She was looking at her phone. Wasn't
she's wearing a push-up bra for sure.
How silly.
Okay.
Oh, is Roop still at home?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's stuck there like Brandon. Although his other half doesn't bring his dinner while he's on TV.
True.
I mean, it is so obvious that bringing students back to school, if you don't want to spread COVID, is not a good idea. Because nobody is going to party more than college students. Nobody is going to tend to gather more and care less and be cockier about their health because you are immortal when you're 20.
Yep.
You really are.
I also read somewhere that their dorms are at a occupancy of like 70%. I don't know, but doesn't that seem really high? Most colleges are down to like 20-25%.
Oh, that's where it spreads. Dorms, fraternities, and sororities, it turns out. I figured they would put the Greek world, they would just shut them down.
Your mom goes to college.
Do they have control over that, though?
I don't know. I mean,
yeah, they
What are they going to do if they say, no, we're not going to stop partying? Because when they haze someone to death, they always punish them. Yeah. They say they're punishing
them. Sure, they do suspend them from all Greek activities.
Yeah, because the Pikes got suspended from BG.
But doesn't that house still exist and people still live there?
Yeah, but it's a different group of students, so, but,
It's, Alabama, I saw a guy today talking about the University of Alabama. They've got 1,200 cases, at least, and he said that it was very difficult to get this information. The school was not forthcoming at all. Which we also heard the casinos in Detroit are not very forthcoming.
They also had a march down in Alabama led by Saban.
Oh, really? What was the march all about?
Social justice. They all had masks on. It was him and the team basically walking. And then I'm sure they practiced right afterwards.
Yeah.
Greenbow, Alabama!
Well, do they... how is the University of Alabama football team doing for COVID?
I guess fine now. They did have an outbreak, a month ago?
Yeah, I remember that. They had quite a few.
And the best player on LSU said, I'm not playing this year. I'm going pro. See ya.
Oh, you did already?
Yeah. Jamar
Chase. He's not playing this fall season?
No.
Wide receiver?
Yeah.
Really?
Chase. Nope. He's opting out.
How many guys are doing that? I mean, I know the Va Tech guy and a couple other guys were doing it.
It's just a handful of them.
I'm kind of surprised.
Michigan's had some people opt out of whenever they're going to play, if they're going to play.
So those guys.
You see that a lot.
They're just going pro, the three Michigan guys?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you? Same with Jamar. But why wouldn't you go pro?
Well, if you're playing
play
in spring,
this half-assed version of college football this year?
Honestly, I don't know why a lot of these guys are not able to go pro after their freshman year or their sophomore year. I don't know why. Who's stopping them? How can they stop them?
The court stopped them. Remember Maurice Claret and Mike Williams?
I don't understand. I don't understand how that is possible to do that. I really don't. And...
Well, I think because they said the NFL can make that rule, and the NFL made that rule. I don't know why the NFL is allowed to make that rule.
Well, because they have a farm team. They've got, you know, 125 Division I schools providing instruction and competition so they can better gauge these guys when they're ready to, you know, get their professional CTE.
The Big Ten also released the vote to postpone the fall season.
Oh.
What do you think the final vote was? I'm trying to find the ones that voted.
I'm going to say it's 7-3 in favor. Oh, no,
well,
wait,
there's
14
teams. 14
teams,
yeah.
Okay, I guess it's 10-4.
11-3.
It was?
And I know you'll be able to name the three.
Nebraska.
Yep.
Iowa.
Yep.
And I don't know who the third
one. Come on, it's obvious.
Ohio State.
Even though their doctor's the one that's pointed out all the problems with the hearts that they've had. Yeah, Ohio State. What a silly time.
Zod Ford's giant summer sales event is winding down, and the eight new Ford models below $200 are dwindling quickly. So if you want to take advantage of leasing new 2020 Ford Fusions, Mustangs, EcoSports, Escapes, Edges, Explorers. Are all the cars start with E? I didn't realize there were so many. F-150s and the all-new Rangers.
I love their new Bronco. I was trying to start Bronco with an E.
All under $200 a month. You got to set your ass into Zot Ford and Holly in the next day or two. Player Dave, period. By the way, there's not watered-down, bust-out rides. Zot Ford's selection is full of fat-loaded whips and lots of all-wheel drive and 4x4 options. You know the routine. Get to Zot Ford and Holly and tell the hottest sales staff in Oakland County that all of us sent you there, and let the shower of low prices and excellent service begin to flow. Until then, check out their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And I just realized I didn't mention our Downtown Development Authority and the great work they're doing in Royal Oak, where they're hosting. In fact, somebody told me that they were noticing a lot of hashtags for buy local RO.
Yeah.
They were hashtagging Downtown Royal Oak, which is what you're supposed to do if you want to win some easy downtown dollars money. And by the way, there's more money coming.
Wow.
In bigger chunks. I got that on the inside today. Royal Oak Downtown Development Authority is hosting another Instagram contest to give away downtown dollars in order to encourage visitors and residents to support local businesses affected by the pandemic. $500. Was that AB's song?
No, it's the Downtown Development Authority song. As they're making it rain out of a window. And
they probably do have a song. You got everything else. And all these, there's been so much success, too. All the retailers and the restaurants are all delighted because this program has dumped like 100 to 200 people into Royal Oak.
It's great.
Visiting their businesses every day since it started almost 2 months ago.
Wow.
But now, $500 in downtown dollars, $100 each to five winners will be given away. Participating restaurants, retail stores, coffee shops, salons, and more. To enter, just snap a photo or selfie at one of your favorite businesses in downtown Royal Oak. Share to your Instagram feed with a hashtag, BuyLocalRO, saying why you
Instagram,
love supporting that
one
business.
One of the most prestigious and secretive platforms.
Don't forget to tag downtown Royal Oak and the business. Contest started August 12th, and it'll be extended. Extended through August.
Wow.
Ooh, that means it's your last chance.
I don't know.
Head to downtown _ Royal
Follow
Oak.
Follow the money.
To learn more and discover additional ways to support local businesses and anyone signed up for RO in the know, by the way, probably receive their $20.
If you it shows what money can do, right?
Very little remains, but it was RO in the know, and you sign up for the newsletter, and maybe they'll give away more money, and you'll be on the list as people were the last time around. Okay, so let's see what else. Was there anything more with the colleges today? Because that Alabama story was really disturbing because they were really implying that, yeah, it's really hard to get this information, and they really, I guess, did not make it easy to find out that there was a big outbreak there.
Michigan State had two more athletes test positive. We don't know what sport.
Why are they still practicing? What are they practicing for?
I don't know. Maybe it's winter sports they're practicing, like basketball.
Oh, are they going to play basketball, are they?
I don't know. Maybe football could just start up in the middle of December.
You
we
know,
don't know
it seems
because
to me...
Honestly, if they cancel practicing, they'll just call it training off-site. You're not going to stop it.
Doesn't basketball start...
I don't think you'd want to be liable, though, if you were the university.
Doesn't basketball start in late October?
Yeah, but that's not going to happen. You know that'll be moved.
So the Big Ten's not playing basketball this year?
Well, they might, but maybe not until
January. Would they play basketball when they couldn't play football during that same time? Because in late October, you're playing football.
Easier to manage 12 players than 125.
But what about that heart condition the Ohio State guy found? Why wouldn't it affect the basketball players?
It would. You're right.
Then they can't play.
If that was the motivating factor, yeah.
No, they can't. Because I'm making them be consistent.
Because it has to be one reason and one reason only.
If you can't play football in October, you can't play basketball in October. If football players get a heart condition, then basketball gets them too. So no basketball, Big Ten.
So by the way,
you're fucked.
You know that...
I really think I should change their mind and just go out and play football, to be honest. That's my honest opinion. I know they won't do that.
But isn't the difference outside versus in?
Yeah, don't play inside. Isn't playing inside a worse idea anyway?
Yeah, wouldn't it be? I mean,
absolutely.
Maybe they'll open all the doors.
That's a great idea.
Plus, play at the same time everybody else is playing, or forget it and play next year. But the springtime football, I just think that's bad. Look at what's all this stuff going on now, like NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, MLB. Today I was reading that the biggest rating success out of all the restarting sports is UFC.
Oh, yeah.
UFC is killing. UFC has gained large clumps of audience.
How?
It's on every Saturday night. Nothing else is.
Wait. I don't know. Why would it do better than everything else, though? That's kind of weird. You know, golf's done really well.
It's been fairly consistent, and it's been growing anyway.
But, you know, the feeling was that once these sports kicked off, it would just be, we were so desperate for entertainment that we would watch like crazy. And I guess hockey has done well for hockey, and I don't know about MLB. I think baseball's done okay, but you know, it's not the giant numbers that people thought it would be. And I think it's odd because it's a rinky dink season. Basketball's out of season, hockey's out of season, and it's all kind of weird. Stoney was watching. Remember, Stoney had hockey on in the background. We're talking to him. It's right. 5 in the afternoon. He's got a hockey game on.
They're actually
Stoney.
How are they doing over there, by the way? Did they hire anyone else for the morning show?
I have no idea. I haven't seen or heard anything. There actually was a college football game this weekend. I'm sure everybody was Arkansas and Austin Peay. Which I wonder if all football's canceled now, is Central Arkansas the national champion since they're 1-0?
Yes. I guess they would be.
But one of the reasons Austin Peay lost was they had some trouble on some punts and field goals because they didn't have a very good long snapper. People are like, what's going on with that long snapper? Why does he suck so bad? And they looked at the depth chart, and the three names listed on the depth chart are crazy. They were out with some kind of illness, but they won't say what the illness is.
Oh, really?
So they had a linebacker as their long snapper.
Oh, I see. All the long snappers gave each other COVID because they're around each other.
That's kind of what the thinking is.
But really?
But the university won't, we can't release them.
Was a long snapper a circle jerk of some sort?
Maybe. Well, they probably all hang out and snap each other off all the time. I don't know. But isn't that really interesting, though? It's like, three.
It's weird.
Starter, your backup, and the other backup.
And by the way, I don't trust the universities or the sports programs to be straight and always tell us, you know, what is going on. Because, let's face it, they cheat when it comes to recruiting. Why wouldn't they cheat when it comes to telling us, you know, who's quarantined long enough or who hasn't quarantined long enough?
That was a concern of a lot of the athletes when they had I don't know what they called it, but the demands they had, the Pac-12.
Well, the athletes, they're the ones that are going to want to play, too, if it's been 10 days.
Sure.
Like, can I play? Go ahead.
But one of the things they wanted was some transparency in the testing and how it was going to happen. But then, you know, the league just canceled them anyway. So, poof.
Well, there was relatively... It wasn't a super huge news day. I know they did find the man who allegedly killed the guy in Portland, turned in by his family, and he's a proud 100% Antifa.
Yeah.
So good for him, asshole. I don't, you know, honestly,
happened? What was the situation?
I don't even know. I honestly don't know. Do you know, Brandon? I know you've been watching videos.
That video is a little bit more difficult to figure out what's going on because it's farther away and you see what looks like a musket with all the smoke that the shot rang out. But I haven't seen any kind of close-up. I don't know. I imagine that it was just, you know, you had your Trump supporters versus your Antifa.
They were spraying them with something.
It finally came to a head.
From the cars, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
What,
because
paintball?
Did you notice that the Trump 600 car, whatever you want to call
parade.
It, they were all giant trucks.
Yeah,
almost
I know,
all
I know,
huge
I know.
Trucks.
That's a big truck market.
And there's one point at which I probably saw the same video you did, Trudy. Uh-huh. This big truck is trying to get through this intersection, yeah. And these people all run out in front of it, and they're pushing it like they're going to stop it.
Yeah.
And so they just spray. What do they spray? Mace out the window or
yeah.
something?
Yeah.
I think that. Yeah, and paintball.
And
yeah.
then people stop, get away from the car.
Yeah.
And so the car carries on, and the next one comes blowing through.
What kind of mace? They said, oh, it's bear mace, by the way. Different from regular mace.
That whole thing.
It did
and,
look
you know,
weird.
I said it yesterday, that whole story just, it bothered me on so many levels. Because first of all, every time I watch these videos, you know, whether it's the Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, who is either a hero or a horrible person, depending on who you are. I mean, these conversations just drive me crazy. It's like, I don't even want to hear it. Let's just send it to court and tell me later. And this guy who's wearing a Patriot something hat.
Patriot prayer.
Patriot prayer hat. And, you know, all of this is a big part of the story. It's like, well, I kind of see one person killing another person. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, I realize we're going to find out he's Antifa and he hates this guy. But it's like, even when it's reported, it's like, you know, oh, the guy was wearing a Patriot prayer hat. You know, as if this somehow makes it more acceptable to kill him, or at least there's some zone of judgment there.
I don't know about that, but I do think that it points out how fractionalized we all are in every way. Like, baseball is political. Basketball is political. Everything is...
Basketball is very political. I don't think baseball is as political.
And I think that's what they're pointing out there.
They did. They were going to cancel the season, though, because they're racists.
But the implication is that this guy killed him simply because he was a member of Patriot Prayer?
Uh-huh. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. It was just weird reading it because instead of, you know, a man shot another man in the street, it's, yeah. you know, it's turned out it's an Antifa shoots. And it's like, what the fuck? And you watch the video, you know, where the car turns a corner and all of a sudden stops because there's this dead guy laying in the street or a guy dying in the street. And then you see a video of people coming up and trying to attend to him. And then the SWAT team comes up and they sort of kick the people out and they're like, oh, okay, anybody see anything? And it's just like, what country is this? This is America. I mean, it seems like a third world country, just the insanity of, and the same thing with Kyle Rittenhouse. Is it Rittenhouse?
Uh-huh.
His name?
Yeah.
Those videos are fucking madness. It's like, look at what's going on in the streets of Kenosha. Look at what's going on in Portland. Look at what's going on in Seattle. It's just fucking crazy, and there's no one doing shit about it.
Portland.
Is this America? I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
Portland's been insane for years, though. That's been kind of going
it
on
hasn't
there
been
for years.
This,
it's been brewing.
It has been not this insane, though.
Not
burning down buildings insane
yeah.
and putting out fires in police precincts insane. But
yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
There's always been a race war in Portland for a really long time.
And Portland, you know, I always thought Portland was such a laid-back place.
There are parts of Portland that are supposedly laid-back, but there's this big white versus... You know.
But it's a very liberal, it's a very progressive city. Seattle is too. Seattle's extremely progressive.
Did you read
so
that?
So what the fuck is going on?
Did you read that big AP article where they went to the streets of each of those cities to see what was going on? And it's kind of what the listeners left on the boner line about how it's really confined to just the two blocks.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know what the perception is, but the fact is there's people getting shot on the streets of Kenosha and on Portland. It's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm not terribly in fear of crime or anything that is being peddled, but that's just me.
Well, look at New York's crime numbers. Look at Chicago's crime numbers. Look at a lot of these cities.
They address that in that article.
Wildly up. I mean, in New York, I looked at it yesterday.
It's wildly up, but they also compare it further back, and it's also wildly down. I mean, it's basically back
okay,
to 2012.
Okay, you can parse and play with numbers all you want, but versus last year at this time, there are a lot more murders, a lot more robberies, a lot more assaults, a lot more shootings, and Chicago has been fucking nuts for how long? I mean, multiple years. You know, they can count the amount of shootings every weekend. It's insane. And if you look at the Magnificent Mile, and you can say, well, you know, compared to 1978, the Magnificent Mile, I've never seen the Magnificent Mile look like that, ever. And people say the same thing about Manhattan. People go down to Manhattan just to see the nothingness. It's almost like ruin porn in Manhattan.
Yeah, Detroit used to be the source of ruin porn. Now it's like New York City.
Boarded up. And, you know, Macy's with barbed wire around it.
Lord and Taylor, gone.
Yeah, bye, bye. And, you know, I don't know what they're all going to do. Go to the suburbs, I suppose. And so, you know, you just basically move the business to another place.
Well, Lord and Taylor's gone forever.
Yeah, they filed bankruptcy.
And, you know, it's not just like the murders. You know, we saw this dude in New York in the subway on video trying to rape some chick. And
that dude,
they arrested him today. But I mean, it's crazy that, you know, like this. You see this video? Did you guys see this stuff?
I did see it, Brandon. And I got to tell you, go ahead and play it.
It's insane.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Look at him humping away. This poor girl underneath, who, by the way, declined medical treatment, declined to... I don't think she talked to the police. I believe she just went on her way.
No volume.
And this guy just picks up his sunglasses and like, yeah, I'm out of here.
Oh, what? What? I'm just trying to get laid.
So, anyway, my first thought upon seeing that was, wow, all these people record it, but no one helps her.
Doesn't anything, yeah.
Right. What the fuck is that?
Oh. Well, they yelled at him, but no one intervened.
No one did anything. I didn't seem to have a weapon.
It's a lot easier to say that, though. I mean, if you're there, this guy's fucking nuts.
Yeah, he is nuts, but you just would think that recording it would be a lot less helpful than
doing something. Absolutely.
So anyway, and I agree, it's, you know, there's a pedestrian effect when there's multiple people that nobody does anything, because they're like, that guy's going to do something.
Exactly.
I mean, that's been shown time and time again. So anyway, on the subject of the streets and, you know, whether Portland is just normal or Seattle's normal, much of it doesn't look like anything I've ever seen. And I was talking to somebody today, and I expressed what I think I said it yesterday, that I feel like this country is just about to blow up. Like, if Trump wins the election, this country is just going to blow up. And I don't even know what that means, but it just seems like that we're just one event away from total madness. And we've seen total madness already, but it just seems like there's such an edge to America now, and it's just so disturbing because
it seems like there's nothing anyone can do. I don't know what we could see that would be worse than the things we've seen this summer. You think just because he wins again, the country's going to blow up? And
I don't mean that we're going to drop a nuclear bomb on America. I just mean that.
What do you mean?
Let's take the George Floyd case, for example. You know, in the last week, the medical examiner came out and this report was about the fentanyl levels, that he had overdose levels of fentanyl. And of course, that's of great interest to the people defending the four police. So will they be able to convict those four guys? If they aren't convicted, how will that be taken? If the guy in Atlanta isn't convicted, how will that go over? If the guy in Kenosha isn't convicted, how will that go over? I mean, all those things are, and there's, you know, it's not that there's just a couple people or a few people or a few hundred people or a few hundred thousand people who will be upset. I mean, we're talking about a big clump of people. And a lot of people who have a lot of influence, like LeBron James.
Yeah, we might not get an NBA season for a couple of years.
Today, Biden, by the way, said that rioting is not protesting. He's starting to respond to the fact that he's been trying to spend a lot of time complimenting peaceful protesters. And now Trump is trying to back him into a corner of, so you approve of the rioting, et cetera, and the violence. And so Biden is trying to come out and say, no, I'm not for that, because I think they, you know, according to certain people, this was starting to hurt Biden in polling or internal polling or something of that matter. Yeah. And the Portland mayor also came out today and said that the violence in Portland is Trump's fault. And Biden said the same thing. So, you know, whether that will mean anything to anyone or not, I kind of doubt it, because I think everyone's... I'm surprised when they say that the race is heightened or whatever. I'm like, people are really changing their minds? There are people going,
who are
they? I don't know enough about Trump. I don't know enough about Biden. Yep. You know, if they were another 10 years older, maybe I'd know more.
Well, that last poll, what was the one we talked about? Was it a YouGov poll?
Yeah.
In that poll, they had, I think, 92% of people have made up their minds of who they're going to vote for.
What about suburban women? We're supposedly it.
You guys are it.
8% seems like a ton of people to me. It's like, really? They're really... You know, I just need to see more of this president. I don't know.
It's not that. A lot of people just don't fucking pay attention.
Well, that's true, and a lot of people don't vote anyway.
And their vote matters as much as yours.
That's right.
That's scary.
It really depends on who's going to go out to vote or who's going to mail in their vote.
Well, I know this
much. The fact is, people are way more excited to vote for Trump because they love their guy. And people are like, well, I guess Biden's all right.
Well, and Biden's been, you know, he...
That's really what it boils down to. Are you going to go out and vote? And if it's just, yeah, okay, Biden, I guess. Well,
are they going to do debates or what?
Yeah, they are.
That's serious.
They are.
Okay, they are going to do them. All right.
I think they are. I mean, I would be shocked if they didn't. I never heard anything otherwise until Nancy Pelosi said she didn't want them to debate.
Can they debate with masks on? I'd like to see that.
Well, one probably will.
Yeah, Biden will probably wear a mask.
I don't really want the debates. Oh, my God.
And then it'll just be recorded, all of his answers.
Oh, like the VMAs last night.
Hey, by the way, has there been much... I just saw the story before we're getting started today. The CDC said 94% of all Americans who've died of COVID had at least one underlying disease. And when I saw the word disease, I was like, disease? Yeah, that's what the story said. So COVID was a contributing factor to their death and was not a contributor. I guess COVID was responsible for 6% of the cases, COVID and COVID alone, which is, that's a very interesting stat. And the diseases they listed were high blood pressure, heart disease, and obesity. Is obesity a disease?
Diabetes, probably.
Yeah, if they had diabetes.
Yeah, it's a disease.
So anyway, I was wondering if that are people.
The CDC report is body shaming people, so I'm not going to take it serious.
Does anyone interested in what the CDC says anymore? Anyway,
yeah, oh, very much so.
Well, the other day they said that what was it the CDC said, and they said, oh no, that's Trump made them do that.
Oh, that.
Well, they said you don't need to get tested.
If you're not showing obvious signs.
You're asymptomatic, right, and you've been around somebody who's positive. But then Redfield came out and he said, no, you should still get tested. I guess maybe
okay,
I'm more interested in Robert Redfield.
What's going on there?
Well, what do you mean? Read between the lines.
If someone is forcing
the CDC.
When you
have Dr. Fauci saying that they made that decision when I was under anesthesia for his surgery.
Imagine him trying to fight his way back to consciousness so that he could deny.
But all I'm saying is if the CDC announces something that they don't mean, then how am I supposed to put any stock into what they said today?
Well, that's just the whole thing. It develops a state of confusion, and you don't have any trust in anything.
Which is the point.
Yeah. No, and honestly, half the time when I read something, I go, I got to read this again somewhere else, or I got to see what this you know, what do they say about this, or what is this, you know? And it's like before long, I realized I have no fucking idea who to believe about anything.
I know. I even looked up the subway rapist, wondering if it was a fake video.
Trudy, and I support you 100% in doing that. I really do, because I don't know. For some reason, I did believe that one because it was a video. But even video.
It's a video, but it's not real.
I mean,
people don't get convicted on videos. R. Kelly pissed on a 14-year-old and was found not guilty. how the fuck did that happen?
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, he did.
Yes.
I mean, it was...
We all saw it.
We did.
Oh, it was really dark, but...
oh, man. Just fucking crazy. So, this Melania Trump book, which is the latest Trump book. What is the world of journalism and publishing?
Nice woman. I like her, actually.
When Donald Trump is not around, what in the hell are they going to do to sell product?
They'll sell Biden books.
Who's going to buy a Biden book?
I don't know. People bought Clinton books.
Hey.
Clinton was...
You find out how many people Biden's killed.
Clinton had an edge.
Did you hear this today though, on ABC, they were doing a story about...
Hunter will write a book.
A man who had a stuttering issue, and his point of view is that stuttering is not a malfunction, and then they named famous stutterers, and Joe Biden is one. So that'll be the first book.
I have to ask a question.
But more importantly,
where's Hunter?
Why is it that until Joe Biden was 77 years old and running for president, did I never hear that he had a stuttering problem? In fact, I never saw him stutter, heard him stutter, never saw a video of him stuttering.
I mean, either.
I almost didn't believe that. I was like, what, is he just trying to get the stuttering vote? What is that? I know that sounds really rude. And
did stuttering John actually have? Did he stutter as well?
Yeah, he stuttered. I thought he stuttered.
Or was that a bit? Anyway,
no, I think he really stuttered.
Super skeptical of everything.
Stuttering John is suing Howard Stern. I see.
Why?
Speaking of Howard Stern,
Stuttering
John, because they air things on 101.
It's a Howard 101.
Oh,
yeah, he pops up. And you know what? He's not on that many things on Howard 101 either.
Well, why is that a problem?
He was bitching. He's always been bitching about, hey, they never play my stuff on Howard 101. That's crap. And now he's suing them whenever something comes through that has him.
I don't think Stuttering John owns anything relating to that show or has any say in what's ever aired in perpetuity.
Don't, when you work for a company, broadcast company, don't you sign over whatever you created as their property?
Yeah, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Unless you own the show.
Unless you are very, very important and they have to capitulate to your demands.
Didn't Pertin own his own show?
Did he?
I think so.
Wow.
I don't know.
I thought I heard that one.
So nobody can use his bits ever again?
Well, he can.
Well, Joanne can.
He can. He can move with them. Remember when Conan moved to TNT?
Yeah.
There was a big fight about it because NBC owned all his intellectual property.
Letterman had the same issue, but they just renamed everything and everyone. And it became a better bit than it already was.
That's brilliant.
Because who was the old guy?
Conan finally got control of him. Larry Bud Melman.
Larry Bud Melman was renamed when he was on CBS.
It was his real name, right?
Yeah, he used his real name.
Calvert DeForest.
That's right.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. I know Conan finally got control of a lot of it.
Letterman's doing another season of his show, isn't he? Is that already?
I'm not sure.
I thought I heard he was
recorded with Chappelle.
Not that happy with his first season.
Well, he's not happy with anything, is he?
No, I wasn't happy.
Oh,
I love Letterman. I wanted to cry when he went off the air. And
you did take that hard.
It was a bummer. It was a terrible bummer. And he was still great at the end. I honestly watched the last 4 months. I watched almost every night. And I can honestly say I never enjoyed him more. I still just love Dave. I love the way his brain works. He's just, there's something so funny.
Until now.
Yeah, they did the Netflix show. And I still love Dave, but I just didn't like the Netflix show that much. Because it's just one interview with one person and it gets serious too. It's like, I don't want Dave to be serious.
I know. I don't either.
You didn't like it when
Stay in your lane, Dave!
You didn't like it when he interviewed Malala? Was that her name? The girl, Malala, the one who was shot by the Taliban. I don't even know what her story is.
No, that is her story.
No, I did not. I didn't see it, but I can tell you, I would not like it. Not because I don't like Malala. And
it was a funny episode.
Wasn't that... what the hell is that?
Sorry, I was just laughing.
Didn't he have Obama on for an episode?
He did, yeah.
Boring.
Yeah.
Totally boring. And I liked Obama, fine.
I thought it was interesting. You didn't think
that
was interesting?
No. Nope.
I thought not what I want, Dave.
It's not to let someone else interview
you
Obama.
You like his interview with Stern then?
It was good, but
the best part about that, I just like Dave's old show.
I just like
watching Howard be interviewed because so many times he flips it back on people and becomes the interviewer. And he was trying to do that with Dave, and Dave was having none of it.
Yeah, it was
really
it's always interesting seeing those two, you know, or seeing Howard in a circumstance like that. Or with Kimmel, I usually enjoy seeing him on Kimmel. And he always says he's never going to do it again, and then he's on again in like 3 months because Jimmy's promoting something and he needs Howard.
Yeah. When is he coming back?
Kimmel?
Yeah. He took summer off, so it's September.
It should be soon, I would think. Who's been the best sub?
I thought David Spade was.
Who else?
I liked the girl who does the TikTok stuff.
You mentioned that to
me. I thought
me.
She was pretty good.
I watched her monologue. It wasn't bad. It's a little
Well, she's
little
super
forced.
Green, so the fact that she's doing a monologue on a show like that,
I
thought was
pretty
good.
Pretty ballsy, actually.
You know who filled in that? I don't think they filled in it in the summer, but I saw her fill in before. Kim Kardashian. She was really good.
Really?
I was surprised. I could not deny that I thought she was really good.
Yeah?
She was very much herself. She was very comfortable and... pretty cool.
She should be comfortable. I mean, so
did she show clips from her latest porno?
She has a new porno?
Does she?
No, but I mean, that's what she's famous for. So she didn't air any clips.
No, she did not air any porno clips.
Ray J wasn't her guest?
No.
Like she would have an upcoming porno that she's promoting.
Yeah, and brings on Ray J.
I was ready to watch it.
Why doesn't she just do another porn? Although then Kanye will be in it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Are they done? It seems like they might.
I don't know. Why does she want to be married to him? Is it just a deal?
It's good
crazy
for the brand.
Money, yeah.
I would just think she'd want someone else and then be married to him for whatever he brings to the party.
Maybe they have an open marriage. You don't know.
Well, she's probably banging somebody on the side. Yeah, she's probably nailing somebody on the side. Just like Brad Pitt's girlfriend.
Yeah.
How many girls do this?
I know, and her husband's 68. They have a 7-year-old.
It's an open marriage.
It's an open
Come
marriage.
On.
But, you know, when it's an open marriage and somebody starts going out with Brad Pitt, is that fair? That's not fair.
Well, I think that's when the marriage
gets... open marriage, not open marriage, so you can fuck Brad Pitt.
I think that's the end of the marriage, then.
Bullshit.
Although that guy was way out kicking his coverage, though, man. That old man.
Oh, absolutely.
What's his face like?
Insane. I don't understand that.
Does he have a long face?
No, he doesn't. He does not have a long face. And by the way, she won the Twitter poll with her long face.
I'm shocked by that. You guys are so mean.
55.9%. I thought it should have been more like 80. She has a long face. She's and like, I'm not saying she's not attractive. She just has a long face.
She's like a hot girl with a Stretch Armstrong type face. It's just like very long.
You guys are mean.
Pulled out. Sorry.
I'll take her.
Still cute.
Slut.
Ah, oh, Brad Pitt likes her, so she must have something on the ball.
Yeah, I'm glad he's hooked up with somebody.
We never did discuss this whole thing with Adele today.
Oh, yeah, wow.
What the fuck? She's wearing, okay, when I first read the story, it was about she has her hair done up in these, what are they called? I don't even know what they're called.
Cornrows?
I've never heard
the
story
Knots.
Before. What are they?
Knots.
Okay, so, because this is something that Jamaican people do.
Okay.
Is that, I mean, I don't know.
Well, I guess
that,
they associated it with it because she also had the Jamaican flag bikini on. So yeah. You add the two of them and she was cultural appropriating Jamaicans.
They're called Bantu knots.
Okay. So if.
Not a mercy.
If Jamaica is into Bantu knots and someone else goes, hey, those are pretty cool. You can't do it because they did it first?
Not anymore.
Well, okay. Yep. I want to know, what can we do first that we can tell somebody else they can't do?
Nothing.
I mean, there's got to be something we do, right?
Maybe long, straight hair, like the Norse head.
Okay, so when you straighten your hair, is that, can we say that's cultural appropriation?
Yeah, I think you should go on Twitter and call out every
straight hair person.
Black person that straightens their
hair. I see
a
lot of people appropriating white people.
That's true.
Well, why aren't they being called out?
Go ahead, do it.
Why can we be the only ones guilty of cultural appropriation? Why does everything work for not for us?
I got to believe most people just don't even care about this.
You know, I wondered about that myself. Even the bikini, really? People wear American flag bikinis all the fucking time. Would I get angry if I saw someone in Jamaica in an American flag bikini? I know, and that word, bikini. Every time I hear bikini, or I see the word, I just can't help but hear Jim Self going, bikini.
Let me ask, though. Are Jamaicans mad?
Not that I know
of. Should we call a Jamaican?
Yeah.
Do we have anyone's number in Jamaica?
I can find a Jamaican number.
I mean, if they're not mad, why is everyone mad on behalf of... Why do they have the energy to be mad for people...
If you saw half the women in Jamaica wearing American flag bikinis, would you give a flying fuck?
No,
I would not
give a flying fuck.
I'd say, they must like America. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, if they look good in them. If they look bad, though.
I think that we have failed to really recognize that Adele looks great and her tubes look fantastic.
She does. She
I was going to say, what if she got fat again and then blamed it on all these people being mean to her?
I think she should do that.
Well, there's her excuse.
Just despite them.
I have to say this, and I really hate to say it, but I did see quite a five head on her with that hairstyle. Did anybody else notice the five head?
I guess.
Brandon, you said she looks like Katy Perry, and she does look like Katy Perry.
Yeah. In the face, yeah.
And speaking of Katy Perry, she put out a picture today right after she had gave birth to her child.
Ugh.
In her underwear, and she's wearing this bra, which is for breastfeeding. And I was like, that picture is such a bummer. First of all, it makes it appear that her breasts are primarily for feeding a child, which is disgusting.
Which is what they were never for before.
No, they're not for that. I mean, that's a secondary thing.
Right, but she's gone to so much trouble to make sure her breasts were not seen as for that.
Absolutely. She's used her breasts to get her a long, long way in this world. They've helped. Been a great asset. I really like this song. This came out and I felt like I haven't heard a song like this since I don't know when.
This album's just great. Actually, the first two albums are excellent.
Is she the first person who sang, you know, her voice is imitated a lot, isn't she? That sort of...
Well, that's appropriation of some kind. What is this? It's...
What?
It sounds like a Phil Spector wall of sound or something. The backing vocals?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was a big movement in England. I mean, Winehouse and Duffy kind of had that big sound.
Yeah.
I mean, Adele's voice is better than both of them, but... Baby, I have no story to be told. Whoa. But I've heard one of you, and I'm going to
Are you trying to find a Jamaican number?
Yeah. Montego Bay, that's in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Really?
Yep.
I was in Montego Bay when I was in Toledo in radio.
Riff went there, actually, when I just started at Riff.
Yeah,
we went
it was
to Montego
fun.
Bay.
It was pretty cool. I like that island. It's fun. I went for a walk on the beach, and first thing that happens is some dude with a mesh sack full of weed comes up. It's like, whoa.
I know. I had someone trying to sell me cocaine before I went through security, getting off the plane. I swear to God, I was like, wait,
bad timing.
Haven't gone through yet. Haven't gone through customs.
Let's try this one.
Oh, cool.
I really wonder, because I don't know, who is mad about this? Because, I mean, it was trending like it was the worst thing anyone's ever done.
This is just a hotel.
Well, that sucks that people on social media are creating things to be mad about, though. Can we just stop doing that?
Hello?
Hello?
Are you a good friend, Desk? Good evening. Shane speaking.
Hi. Did you say Shane?
Or Shane.
Shane. Hi. It's the Drew and Mike Show. We're calling from Detroit, Michigan in the U.S.,
How are you, my friend?
Doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing good.
We were calling because we were trying to talk to anyone we could possibly reach in Jamaica about a little story here. Where, do you know who the singer Adele is?
Go again?
Do you know who the singer Adele is?
Yes, I know Adele.
Okay.
And I think I hear her voice in the background.
Yeah, that's her.
Voice of an angel.
Yeah.
You're a pretty hip guy. Okay, yesterday she was wearing her hair in, what are they called?
Knots.
Bantu knots?
Bantu knots, and she had a...
We call it Chinese bump.
What?
Really? Well, anyway, mm-hmm. she was facing all kinds of hell for cultural appropriation because not only was she wearing the Bantu knots, she was wearing a bikini top that was the Jamaican flag, same colors and design. And so we wondered if people in Jamaica were actually upset about this or if it was just a big nothing.
No, we were actually happy to see her wearing our colors.
See? Yeah.
Well, that's what I said.
It's a celebration, right?
Exactly.
I mean, if I
and
saw...
And then it's Adele, so you know she's a celebrity wearing our colors, and of course we're going to be happy.
Now, what if it was like Donald Trump?
God,
would you not be happy? Just trying to think of somebody.
I told that.
Can't get his mind around it.
What if it was O.J. Simpson wearing the Jamaican colors? Would you be proud then?
I mean, they wouldn't be all that for me, but I guess a lot of persons here.
A Speedo.
See, if I saw you wearing the American flag, like some swimming trunks or something, I'd be, hey, that's cool, man. This guy probably likes America. That's
country,
good.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually do like America. I love going there.
Oh yeah. When's the last time you went to America?
I was stuck there in March until June.
What? How'd you get out during COVID?
Yep.
How'd you get out?
I think it was actually safe to come back home, so I actually got a flight back home.
Oh, boy.
So
how many people did you get COVID to when you got back?
0.00.
Hey, Shane, I got a question. I saw a story about people who are working at home can come to islands like Jamaica and just work there. Do you have a setup like that? Where I can come down there and work from Jamaica?
I think if you do have the equipment set up for it, then you could.
Because, like, special deals, I could stay there for a year or whatever it takes, right?
You have good internet?
Yeah.
I mean, we do have good internet, as long as you stay out of the real country areas.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Where do you go to Miami when you go to America?
I've been there once, but it's just like Jamaica, so... It's not really somewhere I want to always go.
Where do you like to go somewhere different?
I've always been to New York.
Ah, okay.
And I was actually in Virginia Beach as well, and then I actually like it there.
Did you say Virginia Beach?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's different, for sure. No, that's a nice beach.
Tell us about this hotel. What kind of hotel is it?
All right, so Rio Reggae is an adults-only resort.
Oh.
It is where you come here to Jamaica, you get drunk, fat, and have some fun.
And nude?
No, it's not nude.
Oh, it's not nude.
Well, then Adele shouldn't go there. She doesn't want to get fat again.
What about...
I mean, the heat will take the weight off, so I guess she's good.
Hey, are all those crazy people still at Hedonism, you know, swinging and all that stuff?
I think they're open now. I think they are.
Yeah, they had a COVID scare, didn't they?
I am not sure, to be honest, but I haven't heard anything of the hotels having COVID scare.
Oh, okay. Wow. Just that area.
Well, I got to tell you,
basically, the hotels have to get certification from our tourism company here, where you basically have to be passed to be COVID-free and so on, have protocols in place to actually deal with the virus.
Man, I'm so glad to talk to someone in Jamaica and find out that there is not anger at Adele from Jamaica, because I knew that was bogus. I just knew it. Jamaica's way too chill.
But I mean, even if you came here with a USA flag, a British flag, it doesn't matter where you're from, we accept you just the same.
That's right.
Ah, that's cool.
Because you like tourists, period.
That's basically what we live off, yep.
I understand.
What'd you think of Usain Bolt's birthday party? That was pretty crazy, huh?
That one was crazy.
Yeah, and he ended up getting COVID at his birthday party.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How big was the party? I didn't hear about this.
Pretty huge, wasn't it? Were you there, Shane?
I have to be a celebrity to actually be there.
Oh, really? What other celebs were there?
We had a lot of footballers from the UK came in, like Raheem Sterling and thing.
Oh, really? Raheem Sterling?
Yeah, a lot of football. Yeah, mostly footballers and so on came in.
Huh. Wow. Do you get to meet a lot of celebrities at your hotel? Resort?
We have a few, but not really a lot.
Can you drop a name or two?
I think he's not really all that popular. He runs in Jamaica. His name is Akeem Bloomfield. I think he's in the States now. He's going to school there. Mm-hmm. He's been here. A few Jamaican artists have been here. Mostly Jamaican artists.
Oh, okay.
Akeem Bloomfield. Oh, another track. Why are you guys so fast? Another track star.
Yeah. It's basically the food that we eat here, because I went to the same school as Usain, and I did track and field as well.
Wait, were you there when he was there?
No, he's way older than me.
Oh, really? You're a young dude. Okay.
Well, listen, Shane, we appreciate your help. It's fun to talk to you. You could actually be our correspondent in Jamaica if
we have another issue. You're our best friend in Jamaica now. Did you know that?
Go again?
You're our best friend in Jamaica.
Hey, no problem.
Cool, Shane. Hey, nice talking to you, my man. Check out the Drew and Mike show. Check out the Drew and Mike show. It's a podcast. Just search Drew and Mike.
And we love Jamaica.
Let me check for you. Oh. You said Drew and Mike?
Yep, Drew and Mike. You can catch us on iTunes. You can hear this conversation in about 3 hours on iTunes or Spotify or any of those big platforms.
All right. I'll definitely check out on it.
Awesome.
Okay, man. Thanks, Shane.
All right, guys. So you stay safe.
Hey, Shane. We look forward to your downloads.
Oh, okay. No problem. Have a good one.
Okay, man. See ya.
Shane.
Come back to Jamaica at Picklin' Parrot. There's jerk chicken and other choice Caribbean fare. Hey, Mom, see you there.
You know, what a pile of shit this Adele thing. Honest to God, it's everywhere. The story is everywhere.
Yeah.
And why do bullshit stories like that get picked up? I don't even understand it.
It trends.
But it's bullshit.
Yeah.
But it trends.
It's bullshit. Trends. Who cares if it trends? It's bullshit.
The people that need to sell
clicks,
pretty much. That's who cares.
But I mean,
but you know,
this is the complete opposite of what the story is. The story is people are supposed to be mad at her for doing this, and yet we speak with the very first Jamaican person we talk to, and they say, we love it.
Which is
it's the same thing with when girls wear the kimonos, you know, for prom and stuff like that, and then they talk to people in Japan, and they go, no, we're flattered. That's great.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Brandon, because I remember the girl who was so proud of her prom dress. Was it a prom dress or was it something she was going to wear for an event?
Yeah.
It was an Asian design. And she put it on, she modeled it online, and immediately was like, oh my God, you're the worst person ever. You're culturally appropriate. And she got so much shit. And then there was, of course, the backlash where people said, you know what? I'm from the Far East. I could give a fuck. I think it's a beautiful dress. It looks great on her. What is this bullshit? I mean, honestly, where did this start?
And it's a very artistic, beautiful design. And, you know, appreciating it doesn't depreciate the country.
Well, you love the design if you buy it. And not only that, does the person selling that dress, are they really upset? No, you're not the right person for that dress. I only want certain people to wear that dress.
You want to know who was mad at Adele? Let's see. Billboard has a whole story about actress Lisa Rinna congratulated the singer on the post. It's racked up more than 4 million likes and counting. You just broke the internet. Naomi Campbell liked it too, so I don't know who didn't like it. Jamaican singer DJ Popcan threw up some supportive emojis, including a black fist and a heart. So apparently, I guess they all love it. I don't know who doesn't like it.
Well, honestly,
you know, it's just rabble rousers who want attention.
It is.
If you even make a cursory look at the news today, this story will be in your face, probably in multiple places, and it's just pure bullshit. And why does all this bullshit live?
Here you go. Here's,
who's pissed? I want to know who's pissed. I really do.
I don't even want to say it.
Who? Come on.
I do have to say
Alyssa Milano's angry.
Jemele Hill.
Jemele Hill is mad?
Yeah.
Okay, what did she say?
She wrote, "No one, absolutely not a fucking soul, nary a person, Adele." And that was it.
Mm. Nary a person what?
Would do what she did, I guess? I don't know.
Let's all do it now.
And there's someone, so I don't even know really? Who these people are.
So has she asked her Jamaican friends? Is she Jamaican?
I don't know what she is.
I think she's, I don't believe she's Jemaican to my knowledge.
I don't
know. Jemele Hill?
I don't know.
We could find out. I'm sure she's got a American journalist.
So there's somebody.
Category on the internet.
She's verified.
Who this person, Ernest Owens. Has anybody ever heard of Ernest Owens?
No.
Never heard of him.
This is his description of himself. Award-winning journalist, CEO of Ernest Media Empire.
Never heard of that.
Forbes 30 under 30, Philly Mag writer at large. And his
cover picture is him and Oprah.
Him and Oprah, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, get over yourself.
Are we sure it's not Photoshop?
So he wrote, "If 2020 couldn't get any more bizarre, Adele is giving us Bantu knots and cultural appropriation that no one asked for. This officially marks all of the top white women in pop as problematic. Hate to see it." Hate to see it. Wait, do you really hate to see it, or do you like to see it because it fits your...
Oh, I hope he's okay. Oh, my God. God, people are so soft and pathetic. You know, honestly, I can't get over the Bantu knots.
Just for whatever it's worth, he's getting hammered on his own timeline from people.
As far as the Bantu knots, so this is something that Jamaican people apparently like or came up with. So in other words, when you come up with a hairstyle, then you call it, and no other cultures can use it.
This is great.
So, is that what we're – I mean –
All right.
Do we need to call a hairstyle so no one else can use it?
No, Drew, you can use it. It's fine.
Well, what if
this lady responds?
But how ridiculous is that? That a hairstyle would be thought up in some country and people, you can't do that in your country. We've already called it in Jamaica.
What if some other country adapted mullets? We'd be really mad.
Well, I guess
mad.
I guess we'd get mad
because they're trying to be Canadian. Yeah. If she was doing it to mock Jamaica, fine, then be mad. But. She clearly wasn't.
Adele doesn't mock people. So Adele's a nice person.
She's having fun being thin and happy, and she does have a five head going. But
this lady wrote, "There's no malice behind her look. It was a tribute to an annual festival held in London that she's been part of for years."
That's bullshit, though, because people are wearing masks in the background because they were saying it was this festival. The festival was like, I guess, months ago.
So then Ernest Owens replied to that, and he wrote, "With all due respect, don't be this person in the conversation." So, yeah, you know, he doesn't even want to hear it.
Oh, my God.
To which somebody
people.
Replied to that, "You are, quote, this person in this conversation,"
exactly.
Mate. So it kind of gives you an idea of where they might be from.
Oh.
"You know F all about the Notting Hill Carnival, London, nor Jamaican Dysphoria there. How about you take several seats?"
I love these people. "Don't be this person in this conversation." Who says this?
Assholes.
This guy who wants attention. And you know what? He got it because his tweet got 1,100 retweets and 7,600 likes.
And
so he gets what he wants.
Asshole.
Yeah, no, but it worked for him. That's why he does it.
Well,
you know,
I guess
I found out about this story last night. Chet Hanks
was
trending, and I was like, "Why is he trending?" And it's
because he do that talk outside the Oscars.
Big up the whole island, massive subway chatting, coming straight from the Golden Globes, you're watching. We've seen his father Tom's position in a while, soon forward come. Big up, tune in.
Here's another response.
Brandon, so they were playing his thing at the Oscars next to her picture?
Yeah. They were basically saying that these two are going to hook up and culturally appropriate Jamaica together as a couple.
Oh, wow.
So this lady wrote under Ernest Owens' tweet, I'm bound to, and we really, really, really do not give a fuck.
Yeah.
What annoys us more is African-Americans who constantly stake claim on a culture they know nothing about.
Jemele Hill!
At Adele, I actually live on the continent whose style you are being accused of misappropriating. Do your thing.
Ooh, yeah, there you go.
She should tweet it at Jemele Hill. Brandon, well, there was more Chet Hayes news we were going to get to the other day, and I don't think we ever got to it.
By the way, Bantu is not Jamaican. It's Central Africa. Bloop.
Okay. So, well, do we have to call Central Africa?
Apparently.
We have to edit out the call to Shane?
Well, no, because she had the Jamaican top on.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Hmm. Oh, okay. But yeah, Chet Hanks has had some recent Instagram videos where he gets pretty, pretty, pretty philosophical.
He can be so deep.
I'm hoping they're still there because he's prone to delete his videos.
What?
Here's a good one, guys. And this is just, you know, if any of you need it, he's here for you. Let me just...
Here's another reply to Ernest Owens. Hey, here's Ernie, a.k.a. Mr. Ernest Owens, featuring a French-Croatian tie. The modern suit is of English origin. His pocket square from ancient Egypt. His lapel pin from the Byzantine Empire. And sporting a Serbia buzz cut. I hope I never see you in Oktoberfest in Lederhosen. Oh, stupid. Just great.
Why can't I hear Chet Hanks?
Big said up. You got two choices. You could be comfortable or you could be growing. Can't do both. The ability to adapt and resourcefulness, two most important character traits to possess right now. The world's changing, and in the midst of all this chaos, there's massive opportunity. Just got to have the eyes to see it. Keep that in mind, y'all. Stay solid.
What...
Oh, my
hell?
God. He's so deep.
What in the hell is he talking about?
Doesn't that sound very
vanguardish?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're not growing, you're not. Because I told
you're comfortable, you're not growing.
That was the one flaw he had in Nexium is that you're always supposed to be uncomfortable so you can always grow. And I was like, you never reached the point of being comfortable in anything?
I used to think that being great meant being successful. Rich,
but then you weren't successful, famous. So you changed your idea of being great. Let me guess.
And now I realize that true greatness is like an oak tree.
Oh.
Deep.
Providing shade and comfort to every living thing that comes to it.
What?
Just as God is an oak tree to us.
Whoa.
That is true greatness, and that is life. I got a lot on my heart. Stay solid, y'all.
I think
what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
So check this out.
Yeah, cool. What's up, dude?
These are some dark times we're living in.
Yeah, I know.
And with the darkness comes the fear.
Yeah, so what should we
do? And with the fear comes confusion.
I'm totally confused.
Because the fear and confusion go hand in hand.
Yep.
Because people are always going to fear what they don't understand.
Please help me
so
understand.
So check this out. If you find yourself surrounded by nothing but darkness right now.
I am.
Like he is?
I've been
literally.
There.
He is in the dark.
Believe it or not.
Tell
and
me how to get
I've
out.
What I've learned is that. The night's always darkest right before the dawn.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's so heavy. I've never heard that.
When's the sun
so
coming
don't
up,
trip. Just flip the light on.
Oh,
you
okay.
Dig what I'm saying?
Pretty simple, yeah.
And just remember, no matter how you break it down,
I want him to.
The game will always equal 9.
It's a lot. What?
What?
Always.
You lost me. Hemi and you lost me.
Okay, Brandon, can you please...
I don't understand a word you just said.
Can you please read me some of the comments? Because I know he has millions of followers because he's Tom Hanks' son.
One comment on there was... like star head explodes star like this boom.
I just want to know what the people who are kissing his ass are saying because it's always funny to see people acting as if he just said something incredibly stoic.
Well, Sammy Gohammy says these are the cocaine chronicles.
He's not. That's not cocaine. He's not talking manic enough.
Hey, where's your dad? Hey, this person said you lost me at it always equals 9.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
You don't get it. I can tell.
Here's another one. Because mathematically every multiplier leads to 9, but number 7 is the number to believe in.
Okay, whatever. Huh? Whatever you say, Instagram guy.
Listen, that darkness shit, don't talk about it. Have fear in the Lord shit.
You know what helps flip on the switch? Having a lot of money. Yeah. Because your dad's Tom Hanks.
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who are quoting their favorite Bible verses. Oh, 2 Corinthians 4:4.
I've seen this dude's dark signs. He told me I was talentless. He's capable of anything.
I love this guy. I love James. James goes, at least you got Tom Hanks. I ain't got nothing. Ramey says we're living in the end times. Rivero says, I pray for you and all you have been through.
That's a wasted prayer. Don't pray for him. There's real things to pray for. Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Hey, talking about being in the dark while in the dark.
Right.
I needed that, Chet. I needed that.
Who really?
Can we see that guy's profile?
I'm dying to see
you
who needed that.
As fuck, G.
Woke
You've
as
always
fuck.
Been the real one. And... Oh. This is the chick who really needed it.
Wow, and boy, she's
she does
smoking
need it.
Hot.
Yeah.
She needed it.
You know what else she needs?
I don't know about that green blot on her chest.
Oh, my God.
I think that was a bad call.
You have a problem with everyone.
Well, I got a lot of problems with her.
What's wrong with her green blob? That's cool. It's like a necklace.
Okay, then get one.
I don't want one. I don't
get Julie one.
I want to look at it. I'll get Julie one. That's pretty cool.
Put Julie to sleep and have her wake up with that tattoo and tell me how it works out.
Sure. She asked me now that people are allowed to come back in the studio if I'm the one that has to check temperatures. And then she goes, rectally. Gross. And she goes, it's the most accurate temperature gauge. Not checking everyone's temperature rectally.
Imagine if they had to everywhere.
Rectally.
Oh, it's another chat?
That'd be hilarious, true. Yeah.
That would
really make people stay home.
For sure.
And it'll cost you extra.
Is this another post from Chet Hanks, Brandon?
No, this isn't. He actually, I do know that he deleted a couple, because there were some that I had queued up a couple, like, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago that aren't there. So I don't know if we've seen these either, so let's check out these words.
To connect to the Most High is to connect to the center of the earth. To understand the microcosm is to understand the macrocosm and be tapped into the laws of the universe. Fear is an illusion. Its only purpose is to lead you to the overcoming of fear, because the being that you become in your own transcendence
is he gonna start a
cult? Your true self.
Is that what he's shooting for here?
There's nothing to be afraid of. Bask in the light of the power and the love and the awareness of who you are.
Huh.
I am. I am who I am.
Oh.
To connect.
Chet, you are. I am so impressed, Chet.
He's in a bathroom, too.
You had me and then you lost me.
Is he not just trying to impress people?
Uh-huh. Yes, true. Yeah.
Check out this comment.
And it's working, apparently.
I know.
So motherfucking cute. I didn't hear anything.
Say it again, Brandon.
You're so motherfucking cute. I didn't hear anything.
Oh, Jesus.
Can we see her? Can we see her profile? Let's see.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, it's just a bunch of quotes.
It's
stupid.
Just memes. Meme city. Yeah.
Stupid.
To connect to the Most High
is
to connect
to the
center of the earth.
We heard you
the
first time, Hanks.
To understand the microcosm is to understand the macro.
What?
Huh. Hell.
And okay. Got one
wait,
more.
No, wait a
minute. Yeah, one more. One more. We're
pretty small penis, huh?
Why people think he's hot?
Oh, they think he's so hot, Judy.
Man, I missed you guys. I know I've been ghost on social media. I've just been focusing on a couple other things that's had my full attention, and I'm really, really excited to share it with you guys. But I just wanted to tap
back
in.
I'm sure it's something unbelievably
today
cool.
To say, if you're going through an uncomfortable transition period in your life right now, like many of us have, I have. Good. Because if the transition is comfortable, then what's to be gained?
That's
a there's no struggle, there is no progress. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's you. Uh-huh. It's the person that God is calling
he
you
is
to
a
be.
Cliche
the better,
machine.
Stronger, oh, yeah. Wiser version of yourself.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Realignment. So, if you're
are you
going
pretending
through that,
this
you're
is
not
original,
alone.
Or are you acknowledging
together,
it's not?
We're going to be better because of it. So much love to everybody. Uh-huh. Stay tuned.
Weird.
I miss that guy's drops.
Mr. Harris, huh?
Yeah, he wasn't very politically correct, but I do miss his drops.
Uh-huh.
His daughter married an African-American man, didn't she?
Yeah, uh-huh.
He's going to answer all your questions.
My daughter married a black boy, and wasn't much I could do about it. Huh? I can't hardly hear you. No, that's not right.
Oh, man.
That's great.
Brandon, remember that the Chet Hanks wanted to get out of his head?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The ticket out of his head.
And he had that song, Ticket Out of My Head.
Yeah,
I'm just curious. Can you see how many downloads it has? How many views? Sure. Just curious.
Do what now?
He's not talking to you, Mr. Harris. Jeez. He's talking about Chet Hanks.
Oh, that's not right.
Did Brandon answer?
I can't hardly hear you.
I'm kind of frightened to even ask this question, but
no,
I'll accept the answer. Ticket Out of My Head.
Right now. Oh, no.
What?
Is this can't be right.
What?
1,500 views on YouTube?
Oh, no, that could very well be right.
Yeah, oh, boy, yeah.
Because why would anyone listen to Chet Hanks' stupid song?
You say 1,500?
I can hardly hear you.
1,588, and it's been up since my birthday, April 13th.
Let's play it. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
Give him another spin.
Let's give him another spin. We gave him one already. Two of these are ours.
Give him a thumbs up.
At least two of these are ours. I think more.
Sounds like patience.
Our audience probably listened at least once.
Here's a nice piece of shit. What's
my head. Yeah, Gotta ride out.
Cannot go out. The candle's in the wind. The candle's in the wind.
You're Tom Hanks' son. You have a couple million people on Instagram, and you have 1,500 streams. Not working out.
Looking for a one-way ticket in the middle of the night for a flight going out of my head. Been lost in the woods.
I can't hardly hear you.
The footsteps in and out of my bed. I'll pay the fare if you show me the way. Just point me there and I'll be gone today. No second thoughts, no looking back. While the train roll on to the light of day. I'll be riding that one-way ticket through the middle of the night on the train going out of my head to that one of the tracks. I'll be wearing the bag. Put my hat pulled down and my feet kicked back. Bandana tied so a seat pitch black. Got a matte black truck with the seat kicked back. Always on
a black boy. What's much I can do about it,
He's not black, Mr. Harris.
I think if he used this mix.
The Mr. Harris mix?
Yeah, the Mr. Harris mix.
Someday, fuck it, it'll be all right. But never mind. Need a one-way flight. Need a one-way ticket to run from this life. Been lost in the woods so long. No torch to light. My footsteps aren't supposed to see. What am I? Yesterday stay the same. And tomorrow never really comes to me. Never comes to be. But the sun still shine. Wind still blow. And the cold still fly. Time won't slow. But it catches on time. Matches burn out when the camera gets dry.
You know, the sad thing is I think Thumbs Down Ryan has more streams.
Oh, my God. Can we check in on Thumbs Down Ryan? Whatever happened to him? Wow, he's probably got pubes now.
Oh, no.
He's probably into girls now, and he has not updated his website at all, his YouTube.
Well, he was a burgeoning musician.
Thumbs Down Ryan. What was his name for real?
Oh, it's not Thumbs Down Ryan?
I can't even remember. I have no idea. Maybe I followed him. Did I subscribe to his channel?
Yeah, we did. We definitely subscribed to him.
Yeah.
I think it's when I realized that our audience was getting big because Thumbs Down Ryan and that 3-year-old who was playing drums with the Boston Pops got tons of thumbs down, like thousands.
Well, I was thinking
after I exposed him.
That's good. We schooled them on how to deal with disappointment.
Do you remember the guy in Britain who Jay put all those really all shitty comments on?
Yeah, he was really angry at us.
Oops.
Was he mad over Ryan or the 3-year-old? I can't remember.
No, that guy had his own. He had like his own.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We trashed him.
His name is Matt, I think.
I have absolutely no regrets of a 3-year-old.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
I'm currently on Thumbs Down Ryan's page. He has deleted it.
What?
The channel no longer exists.
See, okay, we may have... Just by giving him a legitimate look at his own work, we may have saved him a lot of time.
Does he have another page? You know, like he's continued as an adult in a different...
I think he's looking for the next step. He's trying to sort it all out.
He needs a ticket out of his head.
Because he had, you know, relatives telling him how great he was, and he wasn't great. And our audience kind of gave him a fair appraisal.
He was a huge Beatles
rethinking
fan,
things. He was. No, he did. He got. Remember, he got Beatles album for Christmas.
That's
right.
That's how you ran into it originally.
Ah, oh, boy.
You know who posts too much on YouTube is Beato.
What's Beato posting now?
Every day when I go to YouTube, it's like three new videos from Beato.
What's the latest?
Is he analyzing one song or is he doing lists?
I don't know. He had a live YouTube thing the other day. I was like, oh, my God.
A lot? What? Who wants to talk to him live?
Let's see what his
name is. I want to watch him do something live.
Yeah, I want to hear so a Beato list.
Different than
I think he makes lists just so he can come up with people who block or, you know, take videos down so that he can pretend that he has to play them.
Oh, the new one was
was
Must Know Music Theory.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just what his video
How many
was.
Views did that get? I'd rather watch Thumbs Down Ryan.
54,000.
Oh, my God.
But he gets in the millions.
He also interviewed John Anderson of Yes.
Oh.
Well, that's timely.
And
it is not the most timely interview.
Episode 2 of Recreating the Sound. It's a new series Beato has. Do you want to know what sound
hey,
he recreated?
Hey, everybody, today's Everything Music. It's episode 2 of Recreating the Sound. This is a series where I attempt to recreate famous
sounds
from famous recordings.
Appropriately
named. On today's
named.
Episode, I'm going to attempt to recreate Alex Van Halen's unmistakable snare drum sound. Alex Van Halen has one
of
the most recognizable
here.
Snare drum sounds. But really, to me, when he hit Diver Down in 1984...
I told you, he posts too much, really, man.
Yeah, that's a pretty good example.
I'm ashamed it took him 12 and a half minutes to recreate the sound.
Does Beato have, like, a band where he plays wherever he lives? You know, like, goes out and does gigs?
He produces, doesn't he, in Atlanta?
I think he does.
Here, I fast-forward to the end to see if he recreated
five
it.
Five tracks or so that we have. We have the snare, hi-hat...
Yeah.
To the
overheads.
Point.
Let's just hear it.
Kick drum.
Let's just hear it. Perfect.
That's great.
All right. Get us out of here, Mark.
Stupid, man.
You know what? And I see the fireworks show is on Channel 4. So
yeah, Skillion's hosting.
Taken care of.
Devin will be on with ML tomorrow, live.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
On
cool.
Facebook Live, yeah.
I'm glad to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And approximately when will that be on Facebook Live?
Noon, which in ML time would be about 12:30.
All right.
Prepare for noon, people, because he's very serious about being here at noon.
That's good.
Oh, really?
I'm just saying. He wants to roll at noon.
Okay.
Are you doubting it?
We'll see. He's usually... He seems to get overwhelmed. He doesn't seem like the kind of person that would ever be late. But he's always late.
Always late for everything, because he's always doing one more thing.
Yeah, he needs to whittle down his
he's a busy
his
man.
Efforts. And LaDuff, who if I had to say one of those two would be late, it would be Charlie. But Charlie's on time.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not saying anything about either one of them, just saying.
Good job on the studio, Mark. It looks beautiful.
It's already starting to get trashed again. I hate it. My OCD.
No, it looks great.
Yeah, I know. Brandon, I'd love for you to see it someday.
Yeah.
How are we going to get Brandon in here? We're going to have to work out a deal with the DDA and Lyft to get Brandon here.
Hey, listen, I got a very important test tomorrow on my brain.
Oh, awesome.
I'm going to get things figured out here. I'm going to get back at it.
Cool.
What if a listener picked you up, a new listener, every day and gave you a ride?
Oh, that's a great idea.
We don't have any consistent start time. It could be 2:30. It could be 6:30. I mean,
well, you just be here
so
by.
So you have to get here at 10 o'clock in the morning? Is that what you're saying? I don't think so. It's not that inconsistent. New excuse needed.
Next.
Well, that's not right.
That's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.